Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly rundown of stuff related to health. And you can take part by calling 877-726-8255. Lots of developments on the health front this week. And we're going to go over as many of them as we can, and we want your input as well. You can come directly into the doctor's office, and you can pose a question or share a comment. 877-726-8255. And, okay, summer is waning, and so, too, is the pandemic. And we're going to talk a little bit about plans to introduce new boosters by the vaccine giants coming to a health facility near you this fall. But to my mind, the pandemic is really receding. And how is it that I have that feeling? Well, I attended a Billy Joel concert this week. What does that have to do with the pandemic? Well, it was in late 2019, I think it was in the month of December, that I booked some tickets for the Billy Joel concert upcoming in March of 2020. And little did I know that that concert would be canceled because a big COVID emergency, and the concert was canceled. And then it was rescheduled, not just once, but twice. Three times, and each time it appeared that there was a COVID surge, and the concert was canceled again. And then finally, the countdown was for this week, and the hope was that we weren't going to see a COVID surge, but by now there's so much COVID fatigue that people were going to party anyway at Madison Square Garden, and it was a great scene as Billy Joel delivered some of his memorable hits. And the vast majority of the audience unmasked, close together, congregating, not social distancing. And it truly marked a demarcation where a lot of us feel that we're so over with COVID. 877-726-8255. This week also marks another demarcation, which is the announcement by Dr. Anthony Fauci, that he will be resigning. The doctor who presided over COVID, America's doctor, Dr. Fauci, is finally going to go on, in his words, to his next career, whatever that will be, probably involving the media, communicating with the public, maybe be a medical correspondent for a major cable news service. Writing a book, no doubt, but he's going to be gone. And there's polarizing reactions about his departure. A lot of people consider him a saint, that he delivered us from a disastrous pandemic, and other people feel that he should be put in jail or face a firing squad for his missteps on COVID. His total polarization in terms of opinions about Anthony COVID. That's just his middle name, Anthony COVID Fauci. But Dr. Fauci, he just does what he does. He is an infectious disease expert, and he's great for presiding over research at the National Institutes of Health, where he's head of allergy and infectious disease. He's been doing it for over 40 years. And that's what he does. He is a scientist, a bureaucrat, but he's not a frontline doctor. And part of the problem is that we got a narrow top-down approach, because when COVID hit, we turned to experts like Anthony Fauci. He was in the lead, but we also had Dr. Birx and others who had entire careers devoted to fighting infectious diseases. And from their standpoint, it was all about fighting an infectious disease. They did not realize the broader societal and health impacts of what they were advocating. Lockdowns, masking, social distancing, and basically a campaign of fear. What should have happened in retrospect is when COVID hit, they should have had the input of folks like Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci, and experts on infectious disease, but they should have convened a panel of medical experts who would take a balanced approach to the pandemic. Like, what would be the collateral damage of the shutdowns? And also include economists and sociologists and criminologists, because there have been major crime waves since COVID, and addiction specialists, over 130,000 annual deaths due to deaths of despair, people taking drugs, and lots of alcoholism, and lifestyle experts, too, people who look at the impact of closing gyms and allowing less access to physical exercise, and psychiatrists as well, because there's been a terrible toll on America's psyche. We should have had all those people offer input and not just a top-down approach, which was kind of a default. You know, it was like, okay, bad pandemic. Let's listen to Dr. Fauci. And he simply does what he does. He's there to eradicate disease at all costs. But here's one example of the costs. Headline. The COVID-19 pandemic is associated with a substantial rise in frequency and severity of presentation of youth-onset type 2 diabetes. I said youth-onset type 2 diabetes. Now, that a few years ago would be an oxymoron, because we used to call type 2 diabetes adult-onset diabetes. So it was virtually unheard of that we had kids with adult-onset diabetes, but now we do. They did a study. Evaluate the frequency and severity of new cases of youth-onset type 2 diabetes in the United States during the first year of the pandemic compared with the average of the prior 2 years. And shockingly, here's what they found. They found that new cases of type 2 diabetes in the pediatric population, kids, increased by 77% in the year during the pandemic, compared with the average of the previous 2 years, 2019 and 2018. The likelihood of presenting with metabolic decompensation and severe diabetic ketoacidosis also increased significantly during the pandemic. Well, that was because people waited until the last minute before they would go to a hospital, because they were afraid of getting COVID in hospitals. Besides, the hospitals were overloaded with COVID patients. So the conclusion of the study: the burden of newly diagnosed youth-onset type 2 diabetes increased significantly during the COVID-19 pandemic, resulting in enormous strain on pediatric diabetes healthcare providers, patients, and families. So, yeah, that's called collateral damage. It's like an unforeseen consequence of our determined effort to achieve zero COVID by whatever means, by lockdowns, masking, compulsory vaccinations, which led to a lot of side effects, also led to some people refusing and losing their livelihoods and experiencing enormous pressure and being labeled vaccine refuseniks and super spreaders when that was not the case. So Dr. Fauci's retiring and turning a new leaf in our approach to COVID, hopefully a more sensible approach to this continuing pandemic. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Reduce stress and sleep better this holiday season with the Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit includes CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine, and 5-HTP. The bundle also includes CBD Sleep, which aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. Treat yourself or give the gift of peaceful days and tranquil nights to your loved ones. To order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for your Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24-7, 365. So even if you don't get a chance to call during our program, which is normally aired from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Saturday, you can call anytime you like and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Last night on TV, I saw a doctor who I'm quite familiar with say that Viagra is a good treatment to prevent Alzheimer's in men and women. What do you think?
Okay, that's a great question. I think I know the segment to which you're referring. That was Dr. Mark Siegel, who is the Fox News medical correspondent. And I like Dr. Siegel. He's pretty much on the ball. He's a practicing physician, and so he's on the front lines, and he also keeps abreast of what's happening. And aside from, maybe a little bit less knowledge on the nutritional front, he offers pretty good medical advice and covers the medical scene. So there is a study, and the study actually came out at the end of 2021, done at the Cleveland Clinic. And what they did at the Cleveland Clinic, they did something interesting. They said, look, we're not doing so well with these new Alzheimer's drugs. They are costing billions of dollars to develop, and then they flunk out. They don't work, or they have unacceptable side effects. Yes, one was just approved, Aduhelm, but it's unclear whether it's going to provide durable results, and the side effects are horrible, and it's extremely expensive. So these plaque-busting drugs haven't really cut it. And recently there was a story about how some of the research that underlies this quest for plaque-busting drugs was actually fraudulent. And so it created a great deal of misdirection in Alzheimer's research. So anyway, they're looking for pre-existing drugs. They're repurposing drugs that people already take to see if they have any impact on Alzheimer's disease. And so they looked at medical records, and they looked at statistics on a whole bunch of drugs. I think they looked at about 60 or 70 different drugs to see if there was a relationship with Alzheimer's. And what they found, to their astonishment, was that men who took Viagra, and it's primarily men, had a lower risk of Alzheimer's. Now, you might say, well, men who take Viagra, well, they're interested in sex, so that shows at least, they remember that maybe sex is a good thing. And, so the correlation isn't necessarily causation, but it led to research. And what they found is that when they dosed neurons, which are brain cells, in a test tube, with Viagra, it actually helped to enhance the growth of these neurons. So it's kind of like Miracle-Gro for neurons. And it also reduced certain biomarkers, metabolites that are associated with brain deterioration. So, look, this hasn't really been really played out, but it's led to speculation that Viagra could be repurposed, maybe redesigned so it's longer acting, because you don't want like a short acting drug, then you have to take it a lot of times. And it might have unforeseen side effects, which some people might find disconcerting, others beneficial. But longer acting phosphodiesterase inhibitors like Cialis, which lasts a few days, 72 hours, that might be an alternative to Viagra for people who have early signs of Alzheimer's. The other thing about it is that we're talking about the nitric oxide principle, and nitric oxide definitely improves circulation and beneficial for the heart, the brain, can help prevent cognitive decline. And, you know, that's a good segue to this, which is an announcement from one of our sponsors about a natural way to enhance nitric oxide. Yeah. Dietary sources can increase nitric oxide. So if you're over 40, add nitric oxide support to your daily health regimen. If you've heard me talk about nitric oxide before, has a critical impact on the health of your circulatory system, which is critical for cardiovascular, sexual, and cognitive health. And we're all born with the ability to make adequate levels of nitric oxide, but as we age, our production goes down, and the efficiency of our body's critical systems are affected. So to address my own levels and the levels of my patients, I use Berkeley Life's Nitric Oxide Support Supplement. Berkeley Life's easy two-capsule daily regimen offers a consistent dose of dietary nitrates. That's the key ingredient our bodies need to regain healthy levels of nitric oxide. If you're over 40 or treating blood pressure or erectile dysfunction, I suggest you add Berkeley Life to your routine. You can access Berkeley Life by going to berkeleylife.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman for a special on Berkeley Life's nitric oxide support products. And you can enjoy the boost in nitric oxide that I and my patients all enjoy. And I use it for athletic performance. I think it's a lot of athletes are taking beet extracts like the Berkeley Life product. But the Berkeley Life product is the best on the market. BerkeleyLife.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman for special access to Berkeley Life. Okay, so when we return, we're going to talk more about new efforts to create a Omicron vaccine for this fall, coming to a pharmacy or health facility near you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Never carries a lot of weight. Never forget. Never settle. Never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Simply Safe was named the best home security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report. But we don't do what we do for the accolades. We do it to protect you and everything you love. Our advanced sensors and HD cameras are powered by 24/7 professional monitoring for fast emergency dispatch. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to get 40% off any new system today. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we're healthy? Extend your health span with SRW, Science Research Wellness. SRW is a nutraceutical company that curates the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and processes within our cells that change with age. SRW's cell range line, cell 1, cell 2, and cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system range which supports the 9 areas of the cell to change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. SRW's carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. Learn more about the science behind SRW the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age by going to srw.co. That's srw.co. SRW, the science of aging well. srw.co.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a weekend, 877-726-8255, our number. And we invite your calls, we invite your questions, we invite your comments. Coming to a pharmacy or health facility near you, a new vaccine, an Omicron-specific vaccine. They've already filed for approval of these vaccines. And these vaccines have been talked up by none other than the current head of the FDA, Dr. Cha. He says that we should all be lining up for new boosters because, well, obviously the efficacy of the old shots is waning. Poster boy for that proposition, President Biden, although he wasn't that sick, and, you know, maybe it was because Omicron is weaker, and maybe it's because he was maximally vaccinated and took Paxlovid. It's unclear now, but lots of people who are vaccinated and boosted are getting sick and they feel burned, and so there's a new prospect of a specific vaccine for Omicron. that's targeted to Omicron. But according to polls, not a lot of people are anxious to take it. They're sort of played out on COVID vaccinations. I misspoke. It's Dr. Ashish Jha is the White House COVID coordinator, and he has implored Americans to get the new COVID booster. He says it's going to be really important that people this fall and winter get the new shot, but a lot of people aren't buying in. And, oh, by the way, something interesting is happening. Pfizer and Moderna are coming to blows. Moderna is suing Pfizer for ripping off its mRNA technology. And that's going to get interesting because they weren't going to say anything while there was popularity of the vaccines. But now that interest in the vaccines is waning, they decided to fight it out. And it's going to be a costly and bloody court battle as they seek to divide the spoils. And that's going to get interesting fast. But according to a guy I like to follow, Dr. Marty McCary, he's a reasonable guy. He's not anti-vaccine by any stretch of the imagination. And he's a mainstream epidemiologist. He writes, before we push the new Omicron vaccine, let's see the data. Let's see the data. He says that the White House is pushing Americans hard to take a novel COVID vaccine before the studies are complete. And so it's kind of unusual because it's usually the FDA that gets the say about whether a vaccine should be deployed. But there's a lot of pressure from the White House to speed up approvals and implement an overall vaccine regime. Dr. McCary writes that the new mRNA vaccines expected to be authorized next month have no clinical trial results that are public. And from what I've been reading, it's almost exclusively been tested in animals without the actual data made available for humans because it's too early to tell. And by fall, we may have a different variant of Omicron. That frequently happens with the flu. The flu vaccine frequently is thwarted by mutations in the flu bug because it's formulated at a time where they think they can predict what the flu is going to look like, but then a slightly different strain of the flu comes along, and then we get 20, 30, 40% efficacy. So it's also possible that something called immune imprinting may undermine the efficacy of the new Omicron-targeted boosters because the immune system has a way of responding to infectious agents. The first time you get something is when you get the strongest response. And when you get a booster, you may revert to the original response. The booster boosts the original response, but it doesn't take for the new iteration of the shot. So that is also sometimes referred to as original antigenic sin, which is the notion, and it's been written about extensively. There's recently a big article about it in New York Times, also Wall Street Journal, about this notion that efforts to create a new booster may be thwarted by the way the immune system works, which is to respond to the original virus, which, by the way, was much more deadly and serious than Omicron is. So it makes sense. The immune system, you know, has wisdom, and this little tweak that they're going to get from the new Omicron booster may not do that much to fend off Omicron infections. And we don't know. We simply don't know because we're rushing this into production because people are predicting the worst. There are a lot of doomsayers who are saying, oh, you know, it's going to get cold and people are going to congregate inside and respiratory virus is always worse in fall and winter. We may be in for a big surge. And so that is the impetus behind these new boosters. So that is coming down the pike. And, oh, by the way, here's an update on ivermectin. you know, been talking about ivermectin as a plausible alternative to some of these expensive antiviral drugs, and why, oh, why weren't people allowed to use ivermectin? And then it was branded horse medicine that people were getting illicitly at agricultural supply stores, veterinary places. And so there's a big to-do about ivermectin. And part of it represents kind of a dissident view of COVID. So people who didn't want to go with the conventional narrative about COVID, you know, take the shots and take Paxlovid or Molnupiravir, they said, why don't we use ivermectin? It's a cheap drug. It's been around forever. It's safe, and it can help people with COVID. Okay, new study. So I got to report this objectively. And I wish it weren't true, but they tested three drugs against COVID in the New England Journal of Medicine. Right away, you can say, oh, New England Journal of Medicine, they got an axe to grind against ivermectin. And maybe they do. They certainly have an axe to grind against nutritional supplements, and I find there's a lot of biased reporting in major medical journals. But nonetheless, it's a big study, and I think it was undertaken objectively and earnestly to see if ivermectin would make a difference. And they also looked at fluvoxamine, which is a drug for obsessive compulsive disorder, which has been shown possibly to be helpful for COVID. And it's an example of an old drug that's been repurposed to treat a new condition. And sometimes that works. Same thing with ivermectin. And then there's metformin. Metformin, familiar to many of you who are diabetic, has anti-aging benefits, helps metabolism. And so it was thought that, especially in overweight patients, maybe it would reduce the severity of COVID. Well, they tried out all three. The average age of the patients was 46. Half of them had been vaccinated, the other half not. And what they found is that none of the three medications that were evaluated prevented the occurrence of deoxygenation, which is a fancy word. The fancy word is hypoxemia, or an emergency department visit, hospitalization, or death associated with COVID-19. And I'm not saying that study is without flaws, and I haven't done a deep dive on the study, and maybe people will critique it for being biased. But of interest was that the metformin did some good, and so it might be reasonable for people who were at risk of COVID, especially overweight individuals, people with metabolic syndrome, high triglycerides, fatty liver, prediabetes, certainly type 2 diabetes, to take metformin because it might reduce the risk of serious outcomes. Because while it wasn't statistically significant, there was a trend towards protection against hospitalization, death, and decompensation of arterial blood gases, the kind of thing you measure with the little device you put on your finger, the pulse ox. That was averted to some degree, to a minor degree, with the metformin. 877-726-8255 our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together we will bring in the new year with joy.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship.
And here is Paul Metaxatos, product development expert.
For one, consumers are very fickle. We can go around this room today and none of us like the same stuff. We can drink the same beverage, taste different, eat the same food, and we have our own experience. And that's where you really have to have a reasonably broad appeal to get scale. There's a lot of great ideas that have sort of niche channels, but if you want to grow it into something very large, you know, that figuring out where can you sort of maintain what that edge is that you have, but get that broad appeal. So really sort of understand that audience.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, our number 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you can call that number, 877-726-8255, and record a question during the week, and we'll be glad to answer it as we're about to with this one. Let's hear it.
My son, after having COVID, has a severe case of ITP. I was wondering if this is something that you are familiar with, and he's undergoing treatment, and I hope it will be resolved.
Okay. Yes, ITP is idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura. Say that again, you know, 10 times real fast. ITP, as I prefer to call it, is a condition where you drop your platelets. Platelets are these little things, little sticky things in your blood that enable you to form blood clots. And if you have too many, you get too many blood clots, that's thrombocytosis. And on the other hand, if you have too few, you have thrombocytopenia, don't have enough, your blood doesn't clot, and you can experience severe bleeding, hemorrhaging, and it can be life-threatening. So it is thought to be an autoimmune condition, and it can be triggered by COVID. There are a fair number of cases where COVID does something to the immune system. I mean, COVID is a pervasive disease. It doesn't just affect the respiratory tract and the lungs. It goes into the bloodstream. It affects all systems of the body, brain, heart, and it can affect the hematological system, causing the body to attack its own platelets and drop the platelets to dangerously low levels. Of interest is that ITP is also an infrequent but devastating consequence of the vaccine. So we can't really be messing around with a vaccine that doesn't do that much to protect us that can cause really devastating side effects. I have here in front of me a report, thrombocytopenia following Pfizer and Moderna SARS-CoV-2 vaccination. And it's a case report about 20 cases where people got it from the vaccine. So, yeah, you can get it from COVID, but, you know, whatever you can get from COVID, you can, probably to a lesser extent, but to some extent, get from the vaccine, because the vaccine induces a mild case of COVID. And so that is a concern. So what do you do about ITP? Well, there's a lot of people who have had ITP that's been successfully treated, and then they've been faced with a decision of whether to take the vaccine. And I kind of grappled that because I had a patient who'd had ITP, and she was under a lot of pressure to take the vaccine, and she was of a certain age where she might be vulnerable. And so we went back and forth about, you know, could it trigger another episode of ITP? And officially, the Hematology Society says no, that it is unlikely to trigger ITP. There is always that risk in patients who've already had ITP, and that the benefits of the vaccine exceed the very, very minuscule risk that you'll get a recurrence of your ITP. Fortunately, she did fine after the vaccine. So when it comes to treatment of ITP, the treatment in the old days used to be lots and lots of steroids, and that was horrible because of all the side effects. And then if that didn't work, take out your spleen, splenectomy. So there's a fair number of people walking around without spleens due to ITP, and that can be a cure. That can be a fix. There's also, in the past, they used various forms of chemotherapy. Now they use a type of immunotherapy that can be successful at modulating the immune system attack. It might be that certain supplements that have a kind of a bit of a regulating effect on the immune system, like fish oil, vitamin D, may be beneficial. Got to be careful with fish oil because it has a blood thinning effect, and these people already have thin blood due to low platelets. And I can't tell you that there's a natural holistic approach. I did read one case study where it was a matter of someone identifying an allergy. They were allergic to sesame. And when they got off sesame, this is, you know, case in a million. When they got off sesame, their blood counts returned to normal. I'm not saying that's going to be universally applicable to cases of ITP, but it underscores the principle that sometimes food intolerances can trigger autoimmunity. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. We don't mind if you obsessively listen to Intelligent Medicine. You're likely to learn something. I'll try not to scare you, keep you on an even keel, prevent you from succumbing to all the bad news out there. There's an article in Study Finds, came out this month. Obsessively watching the news can make you mentally and physically sick. This according to research at Texas Tech University. which found that Americans who obsessively follow the news are more likely to suffer from both physical and mental health problems, including anxiety and stress. You think? It's like people who are addicted to the news cycle, there's a lot of negative bias in the news. And mostly you're going to find out about distressing stuff that grabs at your emotions, maybe also polarizes you, makes you hate the opposing political party in order to mobilize you to give money and vote, right? So they say those who constantly check the latest headlines end up with significantly greater physical ill-being than those who tune in less often, according to the findings. Something that I've done recently is, you know, I found myself watching lots, and, you know, and you get this habit during COVID. It's like you turn on the news, like, how's it going? What are the numbers? Who's dying? You know, the governor is on TV. Let's listen to what the governor is saying. Oh, now there's a presidential press conference. Oh, now Dr. Fauci is on and whatever, you know, all the different health authorities. What are they saying? And after a while, you know, I just said, I got to limit my time watching this stuff because you can, you know, get, you know, 90% of it in 10% of the time. It's a 90-10 proposition. And I started listening to podcasts. I don't listen to my own podcast because I deliver my own podcast. But again, listening to health podcasts, which inform me about health issues in a non-biased way, and thereby I could learn without the filtering effects of the news, because witnessing events unfold in the news, you know, the inflation, the war in Ukraine, the watching people at the border, violence, criminality, keeps people in a constant state of high alert. And this has negative physiologic effects. While we want people to remain engaged in the news, according to an expert quoted here, it is important that they have a healthier relationship with the news. They found that 16.5% of participants in their study showed signs of, quote, severely problematic news consumption. It's an interesting concept, severely problematic news consumption. They were news addicts. They were significantly more likely to experience poor physical and mental health. And so one element in a health program, you know, we talk about diet, exercise, supplements, adequate sleep, but please go on a news diet, because it really is a health liability to be taking in all that negative stuff. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Any guess on how old Cadillac is? 120. For 12 decades, Cadillac has been pioneering tech and innovation in the automotive space with many firsts. As we hear from Phil Dauchy, Cadillac's global head of brand strategy.
We were the first to have a closed body car. Before that, all cars were open air. The first car to have V8 interchangeable parts. Before that, all engine parts had to be crafted specifically for one vehicle. We're the first car company to have an automatic starter. Before that, you had to hand crank your car. The first car company company to have magnetic ride control. First curved automotive glass, first motorized sunroof, first headlights, first subscription service.
And that's just a small sampling. The company's also looking to the future, especially with its Cadillac Lyriq EV, the first all-electric Cadillac, which I'll tell you more about tomorrow. But you can head over to Cadillac.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Doroshker. A Libyan intelligence agent, Libyan intelligence official, that is, accused of making the bomb that brought down Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland back in 1988, is now in U.S. custody and will face federal charges in Washington.
The Pan Am bombing killed 270 people, including 190 Americans, among them Stephanie Bernstein's husband.
I was really skeptical that we would ever see this day come.
The arrest of Abu Aguila Mohammed Massoud is a milestone in the decades-old investigation. He was charged 2 years ago while in Libyan custody.
Our government, the Department of Justice, has always said to us, we are committed to following the evidence wherever it leads. And I think what today shows is that that was not an empty promise.
Justice Department filings show Massoud confessed to taking part in the attack for the late Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. He's the third Libyan intelligence official charged in the U.S., but would be the first to appear in an American courtroom for prosecution. I'm Julie Walker.
A winter storm packing powerful winds, heavy rain, and potentially several feet of snow in higher elevations blowing into the Sierra Nevada this weekend. Mark Chenard with the National Weather Service says Sacramento, California, as well as the coastal regions from San Francisco down to Monterey, were hit with a lot of rain, which triggered some flooding.
Today it's shifting further south or into Southern California. So portions like areas like Los Angeles and San Diego could get up to an inch of rainfall today, and then there'll be higher totals in the mountains that are east of there. So just east of L.A., east of San Diego, some of that higher terrain could see up over 2 inches of rain.
And up to 4 feet of snow expected in the upper elevations around Lake Tahoe. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. As you know, the culmination of my life's work has been writing my Rational Bible Commentary series. I have done Genesis, Exodus, and the just-released Deuteronomy. They are all called the Rational Bible because my approach is entirely reason-based. My motto is, if it doesn't make sense, I don't accept it. If you look up the 5,000 reviews on my Rational Bible volumes, you will see how many lives I have changed. Whether you are a Jew, a Christian, an atheist, or a member of some other religion, it doesn't matter. This speaks to your mind and your heart in explaining the most important books ever written, the Rational Bible. The latest is Deuteronomy, the most quoted book of the nation's founders. So if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift, even for someone with no faith, in fact especially, I recommend giving them my Rational Bibles. Go to PragerStore.com. You can buy them individually or as a complete set. All Rational Bibles sold in the Prager Store are autographed by me. Go to PragerStore.com. That's PragerStore.com, or click the banner on my website.
War has not stopped these kids from singing.
From a bomb shelter to the bright lights of the theaters, a Ukrainian youth choir hymns in praise of freedom, offering a kind of healing to its war-scarred members. The Shedrike Ensemble, described as Kiev's oldest professional children's choir. The group was in Copenhagen, Denmark this week for a performance, all part of a tour that also took them to New York's Carnegie Hall. It was supposed to be part of a busy year to celebrate the choir's 50th anniversary, but Russia's invasion changed all that. But the kids are now back, and officials say they are sounding better than ever. Jason Walker reporting.
Authorities say a man opened fire during a meeting of a condominium board in Rome early Sunday, killing 3 people. Several others were wounded, taken to a local hospital. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The U.S. Air Force pilot who held the record for the highest parachute jump for nearly 50 years has passed away.
Retired Colonel Joseph Kittinger died Friday in Florida at age 94. Kittinger gained worldwide fame back in 1960 when he jumped from a balloon-lifted gondola that took him nearly 20 miles above the New Mexico desert. Dressed in a pressure suit, he hit speeds during that jump of more than 600 miles an hour before thickening air, and then his parachute slowed him down. Kittinger also served as a fighter pilot during the Vietnam War. He was shot down in 1972 and spent 11 months in a Hanoi prisoner of war camp. Wagner reporting.
Pulled from an 1857 shipwreck off the coast of North Carolina, work pants, described as the oldest known pair of jeans in the world, have sold for $114,000, but there's disagreement about whether the pants have any ties to modern-day blue jeans. More stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Cop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at capturingtheessence.com. Again, capturingtheessence.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You're tuning in today. We have an excellent program. I'm going to cover all sorts of great information. It's going to be super helpful to so many folks. So let's just jump right in here and talk about some of the most common mistakes that I see are being made out in the marketplace when families and individuals are needing to choose a senior care community for their elderly loved one. And first of all, let me just say that, you know, I'm not throwing anyone under the bus. I'm not beating anyone. I'm not being critical. But look, it's just a fact that a lot of folks, they're doing the best that they know how to do. And they're trying their best. But they're just not familiar with this, and they're making a lot of mistakes. So what I'm going to do is highlight some of the most common mistakes so that hopefully you won't make them. That's the whole point of this. So let's jump in. The first one, and this isn't in any particular order, but I just see a lot of folks dragging their feet. And guess what? Especially at this time of year, wow, that's really, really easy to do. But they're just they delay moving. They postpone making a move from home to a senior care community, and many times they just wait way too long to get that done. And again, it's very easy to drag your feet, but you have to somehow summon the courage or the strength to address the situation and then take action. So let me just share a couple of stories with you here. So I have a client, and this has been quite a long time ago, maybe 2011, 2012, something like that. And she tells me the story of her mom moving into their home. And let me just say this. I had visited with this lady, you know, several times, and she's like, yeah, I need to get out and with you, and I need you to help me find the best place so that I kind of know where we're headed on this next step. But, well, no, everything's going okay right now, so let's put that off, and you know, maybe give me a call next month, and if you wouldn't mind, just keep in touch with me. And so we did this for, oh gosh, 4, 5, 6 months. Just kind of kept kicking the can. And then we had the incident. So one night, her mom, she was up late night, like half the night, clear into, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 in the morning watching TV. And this was, and her mom had dementia, and this was pretty common for her to do this. So my client was sound asleep because she had a relatively newborn baby. And when the baby was asleep, she was trying to work full time, you know, the whole, she had her hands full.
You talk about a sandwich generation, the sandwich person. She was definitely in that sandwich situation, trying to take care of an elderly parent and her baby. So one night she wakes up in the middle of the night, and she thought she heard something going on. She thought, well, what's going on? So she gets out of bed. She walks into the living room. The TV's on. The coffee pot was on, but her mom wasn't there. And she's like, well, where is she? And she thought she heard something in the garage, and she went over and opened the garage door to see the door. She opened the door going into the garage, right? And then she saw the garage door actually starting to lower. And she looks out there, and she could see her mom down the street walking. And she's like, oh, my gosh. So she runs out. She runs down the street and gets her mom. She goes, Mom, what are you doing? It's the middle of the night. And she said, well, I have to patrol the neighborhood. I mean, somebody has to patrol the neighborhood to keep us all safe. Well, her mom, again, she had dementia. She was up in the middle of the night. And there was this show about forming a neighborhood watch and different people, you know, out kind of patrolling the neighborhood on different evenings. So she felt like, again, she had dementia. She felt like, ooh, I need to get out and I need to patrol the neighborhood. But there's a huge catch to this story. I mean, if that isn't bad enough. This was in the first week of January. And it was about 12 degrees outside in the middle of the night. And her mom had just a light kind of a house coat on and her socks. If my client wouldn't have heard her mom getting out into the garage, if she wouldn't have found out where she was, how long do you think her mom would have lasted out in that temperature in the middle of the night, not properly dressed? I would say not very long. So she averted disaster. That next morning at 8 o'clock, I get a phone call. Steve, I've waited too long. How fast can you turn this around? I need to immediately go out with you and find a place. I asked her what happened, and she told me that, and I'm like, yep, let's get this done right away. So that is one pretty dramatic example on, you know, dragging your feet, putting it off, and these things can happen. She got really lucky, and her mom got really lucky. There's another story kind of similar to that of a gentleman that I worked with, and he had an up-and-coming career, and he had to work out of town quite a bit, so he left his mom at his house unattended many times for, you know, 2 or 3 days a week, maybe 4 or 5 days maybe even, and everything was fine until one day it wasn't fine. And long story short, his mom wandered away from the house, could not find her way back home, and she also had dementia. And so he's over in St. Louis, you know, conducting business on his job. He gets a call on his mobile phone from the police saying that his mother was in the hospital. She had wandered away from their home. And she's not going back home because she was in grave danger. She's out walking in the middle of the street with traffic going by both ways. He said, all the blood just drained from my face. I'm like, oh, my gosh, is she hurt? Nope, she's fine. But let me say, if you're not there to be with her every day, she can't go home. You're going to have to find a place. So I get this call. How fast can you turn this around? I pushed my luck way too far, and now my mom's not going to be able to stay there. How fast can you help me find the best place available? And I said, sir, I'll do backflips for you. Let's get this thing done. So the first huge mistake that I see people making is just kicking the can down the road, putting their head in the sand, trying to ignore the 800-pound elephant in the room. of, oh my gosh, we have to do something about this. And trust me, I understand it's very easy to do that, but you try not to do that. Another issue, another mistake that I see people making is choosing a place that do not meet your long-term needs. Just grabbing a place and hoping it works out. And maybe not thinking it all the way through for the long term. And again, people are doing the best they can. But they're making mistakes. And again, that's why I'm pointing these things out, to help you not make these mistakes or try to avoid them. And this, again, this is why so many people contact Senior Care Consulting to help them through this search and selection process, help them get it right, find the right fit in the best place available, so that they don't make these mistakes. We don't allow our clients to make these mistakes. So the first one, and I've shared this story before on the program, but a young lady.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m.
Don't bill Medicaid. We're a private pay only community. And she had no idea. No idea. Her mother had spent over $300,000 for care. And when she's down to almost no money, they kicked her out because they're not Medicaid certified. She didn't ask and they didn't tell. All right, so do not make that mistake. You can't make that mistake. And coming up next, I will share some more examples of mistakes made and how you can avoid them. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. When choosing senior care, you may have multiple levels of care that could be suitable for your situation. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors
every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about The Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. Now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. When choosing senior care, you may have multiple levels of care that could be suitable for your situation. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And a couple of examples. In fact, I just spoke with a dear lady this past week, and this is very applicable for her situation. I think she would be fine helping her dad out with two different possibilities. First, keeping him home at their house with home care, with a home care provider. And he would also, I think, be very appropriate to move to an assisted living community. Both of those options are on the table. I discussed with her how both of those options worked. We went through the pricing, the whole thing. I think what she's probably going to end up doing is trying home care. She's not sure that'll work for her in their situation, but I think she's going to give it a try. And at the same time, she's going to be working with Senior Care Consulting out looking at assisted living communities, going through that whole search and selection process to choose the right one, the right fit, and the best place available, so that if home care does not work out, they know exactly where they're going for that next step. So I think that's exactly what they're going to end up doing. But again, both of those levels or types of services are applicable. You could also have someone who is appropriate for the assisted living level of care, and they may also be perfectly appropriate for the long-term care level of care. And I see that a lot. I see that all the time. So that just complicates everything, doesn't it? Well, wait a minute. Isn't there just some kind of obvious solution? And there may be more than one that's applicable. So then it's like that onion, right? You start peeling off the layers. Okay, well, if this, then that, and we look at the cost and all of the things to come down to the proper decision for you. So we're talking today about situations where people are doing their very best, but they're making mistakes. So I'm sharing some of these mistakes, hoping that by learning about these mistakes, you don't make them. Okay? So, just talked about someone who, you know, chose a place, but they didn't meet their needs for the long term. And that was on the financial side of things. On the care side of things, they were fine. But again, she spent over $300,000 there. Her grandma was down to, you know, almost zero money, and then they got kicked out. Boy, she was mad. She was really sad about that, and then she was really upset because they didn't tell her about this. They didn't warn her about this. And let me say this. That doesn't happen with senior care consulting clients. Doesn't happen. Okay? It's just one of the many, many benefits of working with my firm, Senior Care Consulting. All right. Had another client whose their dad walked out of the building, and he has dementia, and he had never wandered before. Okay, so it's another situation of it wasn't a problem until it was a problem. And this, sometimes these things are unpredictable. He wandered, again, wandered away from the building much, much sooner than they thought he ever would. And here's the problem. Here's the mistake. The senior care community that they chose, it did not have memory care. They did not offer memory care. They didn't have that separate part of the building where they can provide that specialized memory care for cognitively impaired residents. So they ended up having to hire a private caregiver at about $20 an hour just to sit with him 24 hours a day to make sure that he didn't get up and walk outside and just walk away from the building and unintentionally put himself in harm's way. So this, plus, okay, so you're paying $20 an hour for this private caregiver because they're like, hey, we can't guarantee his safety here, and we don't have the staff to watch him 24/7. So you're going to have to hire your own caregiver if you want him to stay here. Well, so you're paying that plus the $6,000, $6,500 a month that they were paying for assisted living, and all of a sudden, guess what? That became unaffordable. And so they reached out to Senior Care Consulting, and they said, hey, we're going to have to move Dad again because we didn't get that right. And they said they had memory care, but I guess that meant that they had people living in the building with Alzheimer's or dementia, and they could care for them to a certain point, but now we understand only to a certain point. Well, I guess we've exceeded that. They don't have a memory care unit, and now we need to move. So you got to, again, you got to look out for these things long term. And with Senior Care Consulting, you know, we would anticipate his need for memory care and make sure that when he moved into an assisted living community with general care, general everyday care, we would make sure we look at the long term. Okay, there's a chance that as his memory continues to decline, his issues with dementia, there's a chance that at some point he may start wandering. So we want to make sure, unless you want to turn around and move him again, no, thank you. All right, then we want to make sure then they have a memory care part of the building, memory care unit, a memory care neighborhood, memory care program, whatever you want to call it, that is available to him should this become an issue down the road. So that's what you do. Choosing a freestanding assisted living community, and then your loved one needs more assistance than they can provide, because all of these assisted living communities have a threshold, and if you exceed their threshold, you will have to move. I don't care what they say, oh, we're an aging place community, et cetera, et cetera. They all have their limitations. The family did not anticipate the possibility of outgrowing that assisted living level of care, again, not looking at the long term. And so now they're in an assisted living community where they have their limits. Now they're exceeding the limits, and now you have to move again because it's a freestanding assisted living community. And there's nothing wrong with a freestanding assisted living community, but they would prefer not to move him to a completely separate place. They would rather have him age in place with an assisted living community that's connected to long-term care. So the family didn't anticipate the possibility of exceeding that assisted living threshold. And again, Senior Care Consulting would discuss this with our clients up front. Do you want to move him again? No, I don't. All right, well, then we're going to look at assisted living that is connected to long-term care so that your move is just is one and done, and we've got those things covered. If this is resonating with you and you're like, oh, wow, we need to rethink this thing, I think we could use the services of Senior Care Consulting. I would invite you to give us a call for a free consultation at 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And coming up next, I will continue to review some of the many common mistakes that people are making when searching for senior care.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
September is Suicide Prevention Month, and a Honolulu veteran is kicking off a podcast called 1 Mile, 1 Veteran to help prevent suicides in the veteran community. The host and founder, Danny Mayberry, served in the Navy for 11 years with several deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. After returning to Hawaii, he said he was diagnosed with PTSD and wants to help veterans with their path to healing. He says these conversations around mental health need to be normalized. We need to get rid of the stigma that seeking help is a sign of weakness. Everything you do in life, you do as a team in a community. We all want to build each other up, and that's what the veteran community exactly wants to do, said Mayberry.
At Simply Safe Home Security, your safety is the only thing that matters. So this holiday season, we're giving you 40% off any new system, because feeling secure in your home is a gift that everyone deserves. Named Best Home Security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report, Simply Safe protects your whole home with advanced technology, powered by 24/7 professional monitoring. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to save 40% today. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so the theme of the day is to highlight some very common mistakes that are made when choosing a senior care community for your elderly loved one. And again, I'm not bashing people. Everyone is doing the best that they know how to do. But I'm trying to highlight these. These are very common mistakes, so that hoping that you won't make the same mistake. And if you want professional guidance and assistance so that you don't make any mistakes, really easy solution, you can reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting, and we can walk alongside you and basically guide you through that whole search and selection process. We just won't let you make any of these mistakes that I'm highlighting today. So, all right, here's another one, super common. Choosing a place without doing much or any research. All right, so there are just so many people, and they'll just go out and pick a place that is close to them. Oh, it's just really close. That's very convenient. Well, and they hope it works out. Well, this is a bad idea. Let me just say this right up front. The closest place to you, it might be your best choice, but odds are probably not. It just may be the most convenient place because it's close to you. Doesn't mean it's the best place and provide the best care. It might, but usually not. Don't fall for the closest one. It's just a big mistake. Don't ever fall for the prettiest one. Oh, look, this place is pretty. Oh, it's just nice. Blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? Pretty does not provide care. People provide care. The way the place looks is completely irrelevant. Totally, 100%. Some of the worst care that you've ever heard of and some of the most egregious violations occur in some of the prettiest places. It is 100% irrelevant. Now, is being in a nice environment aesthetically, is that important? Of course. Yeah, no one wants to live in a dumpy place and cinder block walls, you know, all the stereotype. Of course. But don't you say, oh, hey, this place looks great. Yeah, let's go for it. You got to get deeper into this. You have to know more. Again, pretty does not provide care. People provide care. And there's so much more to it than just being a pretty place. All right, don't fall for the pressure that a high-pressure salesperson might put on you. Nope, don't do that. Okay, and these folks are just trying to do their job. Most of these places aren't going to be super high pressure, but some of them are. They have a quota. Their bonus depends on it, especially towards the end of the year. Their year-end bonus, maybe trips in the spring, etc. All of it hinges on how they close out this month in December. So I would expect more places than not to have a higher sales pressure, close the deal, close the sale, than you would normally see. Don't fall for that. Choose the right place for your exact needs. And so, for example, my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we perform a geriatric care assessment to determine exactly what you need, the right level of care, right type of care, the financial and payment methods, location, personal preferences and needs. We're just completely unbiased in our process and 100% objective, right? We work directly for you and on behalf of you and your family, work in your best interest. Many people have explained our business model as a fiduciary type of an approach. And guess what? We don't ever receive a single penny from any care provider. And trust me, they would love to pay Senior Care Consulting, would love to pay us for our recommendation. But guess what? We're not for sale. We get along with everyone in all of these places. We get along very well. We work with them, but we're not paid by them. So this is as objective as it possibly gets. Again, if this is resonating with you, just give us a call at 913, and this is for anywhere, right? 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. Another mistake, choosing a place and just hoping it's going to work out. You have to understand how difficult and how hard it is on anyone, let alone an elderly person, to be uprooted again and again and again and moving to this place and moving to that place. Just think how disorienting it is to live at home and then to have something happen and then be in the hospital. And, you know, no offense, hospitals, but it's usually not just the most wonderful stage. You're being poked and prodded, and they wake you up in the middle of the night, and you certainly don't get any rest. That's just very, very unnerving. It's easy to get disoriented there. And then after that, maybe you have to go to skilled nursing and rehab. Now you're in another place. You've lived in three different places within inside of maybe a week. And then after that, you may go home. You may not be able to go home. It's just too hard on an elderly person to just throw a dart and hope it works out. I've heard stories of families moving their loved one to four different places before they found the one they liked. And again, that is a horrible, horrible idea. Don't do it. Just do your homework and do your best to get it right the first time. And again, so many people choose a place without understanding the true monthly cost of the place and then what they can actually afford. And again, Senior Care Consulting does a financial analysis. We conduct a financial analysis with every single client that we work with to determine the best way to pay for the high cost of senior care. And then another mistake, many people are just not happy in their current place, in the current community that they're living in. And they think they're stuck there. Oh, I don't think we can move. I don't think we have that option. Well, that is not true. Wherever you're living, you can move anytime you want to for any reason, period. If they tell you something different, get there for whatever reason. It is your right to move. You can move to another Medicaid-certified long-term care community, also known as a nursing home. What Medicaid is going to do is they'll say, okay, we will pay this facility A through this date, and then you move, and then now we're just going to redirect our payment and we'll start paying facility B on this date. That's it. It's just really, really simple. So don't make the mistake of thinking that if you're in a Medicaid-certified senior care community, don't make the mistake that you're stuck there. If you don't like it, move. And that's pretty easy to do. You just need to make sure you move to another Medicaid-certified community willing to take you in on day one on the Medicaid program. And this is done every day, okay? Then last but not least, depending on one single, and I'm putting up my air quotes here, expert for your situation, sometimes it's a really good idea to get a second opinion. So recently we had a client with their spouse in the hospital, and the hospital case manager was thinking that the spouse needed the acute level of rehab because she had been in the ICU for a while, and the case manager was influenced by what she had seen of the patient. But here's the bottom line. We were not influenced by any of that situation. And we determined that the best way forward was to receive rehab at the long-term care level, not the acute level. Because it was very, very clear to me that this lady would not be able to keep up at the acute level of rehab. So the hospital was not able to get the job done. Guess what? They referred to all kinds of acute rehab places that kept declining her. Right, so my client was very happy that they got a second opinion from Senior Care Consulting. And coming up next, I am going to discuss the process of Senior Care Consulting and how we can help you avoid all of these mistakes.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hey, you! Ever wanted to learn a language like French or Spanish or even Norwegian, but thought it'd be too difficult or time-consuming? Then try Babbel. Quick 10-minute lessons.
Siesta.
Fabula. Games, podcasts, even live online classes with a real teacher.
Hola, clase.
In no time, chatting about real-life topics will feel, well, effortless. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
And now, the Financial Minute with Bruce Glenn, CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas.
Thanks, Steve. Time in the market versus trying to time the market. If today's news and events cause you fear, consider recent history. The housing credit crisis of 2008 and 2009. The heaviest selling led to the bottom on March 9th, 2009. Then, a 50% recovery in just the next few months. Next, the elections of 2016. Millions were scared out of the market from predictions of doom and gloom. Some of these people never even got back in the market and missed four great years. History shows that it's rare to catch both or either the top or the bottom of the market. Consider time in the market versus trying to time the market with your emotions. Our team of experts are here to help.
For more information, call 913-563-7327.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes.
Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Your podcast.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Faster speeds, more bandwidth, and you can connect more devices. Just some of the benefits of upgrading your Wi-Fi to Wi-Fi 6E. But what does this new 6 gigahertz Wi-Fi band mean for your devices? We asked Jens Hennings from TP-Link, world leaders in Wi-Fi routers.
The first devices to support Wi-Fi 6E are smartphones, such as the latest Pixel and Galaxy models. Interestingly enough, stronger throughput on the Wi-Fi signal actually improves the battery life of devices like smartphones and tablets. With legacy devices, with desktops, PCs, laptops, you will want to add an adapter, a USB adapter or a PCI adapter.
And to take advantage of everything Wi-Fi 6E has to offer, you'll need a Wi-Fi 6-enabled router. Check them out at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I had mentioned this before, I don't know, maybe a week or two back, but I explained, and maybe I'll go into detail, more detail next time around, but this is a really critical time of the year. If you think you might need a senior care community, whether that's independent living, assisted living, long-term care, maybe you need general care, maybe you need memory care, maybe you need all of the above at one of these continuing care retirement communities. This is a very critical time of year because we are coming into the peak demand of the entire 12-month cycle. And as I explained, I think it was a couple weeks back, you can expect a flood, a rush of people entering the market about January 7th to about maybe January the 10th, right in there. Wake up from all of our, you know, all of our parties and our hangovers and our sleep and our slumber and our football games and our bowl games and all that stuff and eating too much and et cetera, right? About the 7th to the 10th of January, Katie barred the door. Holy cow. You'll have thousands and thousands of people entering the market, and they're going to start taking all the places, and it's really common to encounter waiting lists. It's very common to not be able to get into the place that you would prefer and have to choose another place that maybe isn't as good of a provider. That's just so common. So let me explain that January and February, again, are the peak demand of the entire year, and then it tends to fall off in March. Okay, so again, this is a critical time of year because we have all kinds of families having these realizations of, holy cow, we didn't realize the situation had declined so much. And now we're going to need an assisted living community, long-term care, memory care. Let's just wait till after the first of the year. Well, we work a lot with Senior Care Consulting. We're working with lots and lots of families right now because with our process, our families, about a half of a business day and they're done. They're not taking 50 to 100 hours running around looking at all these places. And again, sometimes making some of these pretty common mistakes. They're working with us. We do most of the work for them and on behalf of them and their family. And they're spending, you know, 4 or 5 hours, and they're done. So it's not a huge burden during the holiday season and the rush coming up to Christmas and the end of the year. So we're getting out proactively. We're going through that search and selection process. My clients with Senior Care Consulting are making proactive decisions, getting their name on a wait list, and then after the first of the year, they're already done. They're already on the list, and then they can move when it's convenient for them. So this is kind of a no-brainer. But, Steve, it's the holidays. Yeah, I know. I know. But guess who's open during the holidays? Senior Care Consulting. Right? I have gone out personally, and I have gone on community tours with my clients on Christmas Eve morning. I've done that before. I work traditionally with lots of clients who are home for the holidays, and between, you know, the day after Christmas and New Year's Eve, we're out pounding the pavement. We're out looking at all these places. We're making decisions. We're getting in kind of under the line before this huge rush of people enter the market. So right now is the best time to do your homework and consider all your options as we approach that peak demand of the entire year. Again, Senior Care Consulting, we offer a free consultation. If you're a right fit for us and we're the right fit for you and we move forward, that first step, super critical. This is the foundation that the entire program is built upon. We conduct a proprietary geriatric care assessment with you. We ask a lot of questions. We're going to determine the right level of care and type of care and payment method and location and personal preferences and needs. And we actually ask a lot more questions than that. But this is what I call building a care profile. So now we know exactly what you need based on that, again, proprietary geriatric care assessment. Once we have that information, we research the marketplace. And when we research the market, we will identify our top providers. So we'll identify these are the top providers in the market that can meet your exact needs. Then the next step is super important. You get us for the day, and together we'll go out and we will tour these communities with you. Now, while we're there, we're not there just to kumbaya and be impressed with the whole sales process and all that stuff. Again, nothing against anyone in sales. They're just trying to do their job. But we're actually there to ask a lot of questions and gather a lot of information to do our best effort to choose the best fit, to choose the right one. So while we're there, we're going to get a good look, see everything that we need to see, meet some important people. I think I look at this differently than most people, and that is to your benefit. Okay, so while we're there, again, we get a good look, we see everything that we need to see, we ask a lot of questions, gather a lot of information, and we leave. We go to the next place, you're done in 4 to 5 hours, and you're done, completely done. You can go back to work for half a day if you want to. And then when we're finished, we create and deliver what I call a summary report. And that report includes every question asked, every piece of information discovered. I calculate their exact staffing ratios. I report to you what the state found in its most recent surprise health inspection. Now you have a wealth of information in your hands on the top facilities meeting your exact needs. And now guess what you get to do? Now you're in the best possible position to make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. You didn't make the mistake. They have memory care if you need it. They're Medicaid certified if you should outlive your assets. They have that next level of care if that's what you need. Okay? We don't let you make mistakes. That is probably the biggest benefit of working with Senior Care Consulting, and I'm so proud of the work that we do with my firm. 913-945-2800. That's 913-945-2800. You can also reach out and visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. Would love to hear from you. Would love to work with you. Just give us a call. All right. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. NASA's Orion capsule made it back from its trip to the moon, parachuting into the Pacific off of Mexico earlier Sunday to conclude a test flight that should clear the way for astronauts on the next lunar flyby. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says the planned U.S. return to the moon and beyond is part of the nature of American culture.
We are adventurers. We are explorers. We always have a frontier, and that frontier is now to continue exploring the heavens.
Incoming capsule hit the atmosphere at Mach 32. That's 32 times the speed of sound, and endured reentry temperatures of 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit before splashing down west of Baja California near Guadalupe Island. AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of gas, $3.27 as of Sunday morning. That's 6 cents less than we were paying a year ago. Analysts say gas prices will likely continue to drop next week, though not as sharply as in recent weeks, given the decision by OPEC to continue cutting production. For the first time in U.S. history, a woman's signature featured on American currency.
Janet Yellen has become the first woman Treasury Secretary to have her signature on a U.S. banknote. She was at the Fort Worth Bureau of Engraving and Printing Facility Thursday for the printing of the first $1 and $5 bills featuring her name. The nation's treasurer is also a woman, and her name is on the currency, too. It's been a tradition for more than a century that both the U.S. Treasurer and the Treasury Secretary sign currency to make the bills legal tender. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Coronavirus learned that hospital admissions are climbing again in the U.S., with older adults a growing share of U.S. deaths. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Republicans are poised to take control of the House next month, and they need to elect a new majority leader. California's Kevin McCarthy is the presumptive choice. Some fear he could make a deal with Democrats to get the job, but Arizona Republican Andy Biggs says no.
That's not going to happen. The Democrats just elected Hakeem Jeffries, a leftist, to be their leader. Now, he got elected because the Congressional Black Caucus supports him. They are going to burn the place down if any Democrat were to walk over and say, I'm going to support Kevin McCarthy. That just will not happen.
Biggs himself plans to challenge McCarthy when the GOP conference meets January 3rd. He recently spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Paul Silas, a member of the three NBA championship teams and LeBron James' first coach in the NBA, died Saturday night of cardiac arrest at the age of 79. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An Oklahoma execution will proceed.
A five-member board has decided that a man convicted in the shotgun slayings of an elderly couple in eastern Oklahoma and sentenced to die should not be spared from the death penalty. The Pardon and Parole Board voted 3-2 to reject clemency for 61-year-old Scott Eisenberg, scheduled to receive a lethal injection January the 12th. Eisenberg's attorneys did not deny his involvement in the October 18, 2003 killing of A.J. Cantrell and his wife Patsy, but they argued that the killings were unplanned and spontaneous, John Scott reporting.
Scientists say the eruption of the Mauna Loa volcano on Hawaii's Big Island continues to ease. The announcement reinforces an earlier pronouncement that the mountain's first flare-up in nearly 40 years might soon end. Experts say the eruption appears to be ramping down, and that is lava lake is stagnant and is crusted over. More on these stories, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly rundown of stuff related to health. And you can take part by calling 877-726-8255. Lots of developments on the health front this week, and we're going to go over as many of them as we can, and we want your input as well. You can come directly into the doctor's office, and you can pose a question or share a comment. 877-726-8255. And, okay, summer is waning, and so, too, is the pandemic. And we're going to talk a little bit about plans to introduce new boosters by the vaccine giants coming to a health facility near you this fall. But to my mind, the pandemic is really receding. And how is it that I have that feeling? Well, I attended a Billy Joel concert this week. What does that have to do with the pandemic? Well, it was in late 2019, I think it was in the month of December, that I booked some tickets for the Billy Joel concert upcoming in March of 2020. And little did I know that that concert would be canceled because a big COVID emergency, and the concert was canceled, and then it was rescheduled, not just once, but twice, three times, and each time it appeared that there was a COVID surge, and the concert was canceled again. And then finally, the countdown was for this week, and the hope was that we weren't going to see a COVID surge, but by now there's so much COVID fatigue that people were going to party anyway at Madison Square Garden, and it was a great scene as Billy Joel delivered some of his memorable hits, and the vast majority of the audience unmasked, close together, congregating, not social distancing, and it truly marked a demarcation where a lot of us feel that we're so over with COVID. 877-726-8255. This week also marks another demarcation, which is the announcement by Dr. Anthony Fauci that he will be resigning. The doctor who presided over COVID, America's doctor, Dr. Fauci, is finally going to go on, in his words, to his next career, whatever that will be, probably involving the media, communicating to the public, maybe be a medical correspondent for a major cable news service, writing a book, no doubt, but he's going to be gone. And there's polarizing reactions about his departure. A lot of people consider him a saint, that he delivered us from a disastrous pandemic, and other people feel that he should be put in jail or face a firing squad for his missteps on COVID. There's total polarization in terms of opinions about Anthony COVID. That's just his middle name, Anthony COVID Fauci. But Dr. Fauci, he just does what he does. He is an infectious disease expert, and he's great for presiding over research at the National Institutes of Health, where he's head of allergy and infectious disease. He's been doing it for over 40 years, and that's what he does. He is a scientist, a bureaucrat, but he's not a frontline doctor. And part of the problem is that we got a narrow top-down approach, because when COVID hit, we turned to experts like Anthony Fauci. He was in the lead, but we also had Dr. Birx and others who had entire careers devoted to fighting infectious diseases. And from their standpoint, it was all about fighting an infectious disease. They did not realize the broader societal and health impacts of what they were advocating, lockdowns, masking, social distancing, and basically a campaign of fear. What should have happened in retrospect is when COVID hit, they should have had the input of folks like Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci and experts on infectious disease, but they should have convened a panel of medical experts who would take a balanced approach to the pandemic. Like, what would be the collateral damage of these shutdowns? And also include economists and sociologists and criminologists, because there have been major crime waves since COVID, and addiction specialists, over 130,000 annual deaths due to deaths of despair, people taking drugs, and lots of alcoholism, and lifestyle experts, too, people who look at the impact of closing gyms and allowing less access to physical exercise, and psychiatrists as well, because there's been a terrible toll on America's psyche. We should have had all those people offer input, and not just a top-down approach, which was kind of a default. You know, it was like, okay, bad pandemic, let's listen to Dr. Fauci. And he simply does what he does. He's there to eradicate disease at all costs. But here's one example of the costs. Headline: the COVID-19 pandemic is associated with a substantial rise in frequency and severity of presentation of youth-onset type 2 diabetes. I said youth onset type 2 diabetes. Now, that a few years ago would be an oxymoron, because we used to call type 2 diabetes adult onset diabetes. So it was virtually unheard of that we had kids with adult onset diabetes, but now we do. They did a study to evaluate the frequency and severity of new cases of youth onset type 2 diabetes in the United States during the first year of the pandemic, compared with the average of the prior 2 years. And shockingly, here's what they found. They found that new cases of type 2 diabetes in the pediatric population, kids, increased by 77% in the year during the pandemic, compared with the average of the previous 2 years, 2019 and 2018. The likelihood of presenting with metabolic decompensation and severe diabetic ketoacidosis also increased significantly during the pandemic. Well, that was because people waited until the last minute before they would go to a hospital, because they were afraid of getting COVID in hospitals. Besides, hospitals were overloaded with COVID patients. So the conclusion of the study, the burden of newly diagnosed youth onset type 2 diabetes increased significantly during the COVID-19 pandemic, resulting in enormous strain on pediatric diabetes healthcare providers, patients, and families. So, yeah, that's called collateral damage. It's like an unforeseen consequence of our determined effort to achieve zero COVID by whatever means, by lockdowns, masking, compulsory vaccinations, which led to a lot of side effects, also led to some people refusing and losing their livelihoods and experiencing enormous pressure and being labeled vaccine refuseniks and super spreaders when that was not the case. So Dr. Fauci's retiring, and a new leaf in our approach to COVID, hopefully a more sensible approach to this continuing pandemic. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Reduce stress and sleep better this holiday season with the Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit includes CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine, and 5-HTP. The bundle also includes CBD Sleep, which aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. Treat yourself, or give the gift of peaceful days and tranquil nights to your loved ones. To order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for your Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Hi, Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365. So even if you don't get a chance to call during our program, which is normally aired from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Saturday, you can call anytime you like and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Last night on TV, I saw a doctor who I'm quite familiar with say that Viagra is a good treatment to prevent Alzheimer's in men and women. What do you think?
Okay, you know, that's a great question. I think I know the segment to which you're referring. That was Dr. Mark Siegel, who is the Fox News medical correspondent. And I like Dr. Siegel. He's pretty much on the ball. You know, he's a practicing physician, and so he's on the front lines, and he also keeps abreast of what's happening. And aside from, yeah, maybe a little bit less knowledge on the nutritional front, he offers pretty good medical advice and covers the medical scene. So there is a study, and the study actually came out at the end of 2021, done at the Cleveland Clinic. And what they did at the Cleveland Clinic, they did something interesting. They said, look, you know, we're not doing so well with these new Alzheimer's drugs. They are costing billions of dollars to develop, and then they flunk out. They don't work, or they have unacceptable side effects. Yes, one was just approved, Aduhelm, but it's unclear whether it's going to provide durable results, and the side effects are horrible, and it's extremely expensive. So these plaque-busting drugs haven't really cut it. And recently there was a story about how some of the research that underlies this quest for plaque-busting drugs was actually fraudulent. And so it created a great deal of misdirection in Alzheimer's research. So anyway, they're looking for pre-existing drugs. They're repurposing drugs that people already take to see if they have any impact on Alzheimer's disease. And so they looked at medical records, and they looked at statistics on a whole bunch of drugs. I think they looked at about 60 or 70 different drugs to see if there was a relationship with Alzheimer's. And what they found, to their astonishment, was that men who took Viagra, and it's primarily men, had a lower risk of Alzheimer's. Now, you might say, well, men who take Viagra, well, they're interested in sex, so that shows at least, you know, they remember that maybe sex is a good thing. And, you know, so correlation isn't necessarily causation. But it led to research, and what they found is that when they dosed neurons, which are brain cells, in a test tube with Viagra, it actually helped to enhance the growth of these neurons. So it's kind of like Miracle-Gro for neurons, and it also reduced certain biomarkers, metabolites that are associated with brain deterioration. So, look, this hasn't really been really played out, but it's led to speculation that Viagra could be repurposed, maybe redesigned so it's longer acting, because you don't want like a short-acting drug, then you have to take it a lot of times. And it might have unforeseen side effects. Some people might find disconcerting, others beneficial. But longer-acting phosphodiesterase inhibitors like Cialis, which lasts a few days, 72 hours, that might be an alternative to Viagra for people who have early signs of Alzheimer's. The other thing about it is that we're talking about the nitric oxide principle, and nitric oxide definitely improves circulation and beneficial for the heart, the brain, can help prevent cognitive decline. And, you know, that's a good segue to this, which is an announcement from one of our sponsors about a natural way to enhance nitric oxide. Yeah. Dietary sources can increase nitric oxide. So if you're over 40, add nitric oxide support to your daily health regimen. If you've heard me talk about nitric oxide before, has a critical impact on the health of your circulatory system, which is critical for cardiovascular, sexual, and cognitive health. And we're all born with the ability to make adequate levels of nitric oxide, but as we age, our production goes down, and the efficiency of our body's critical systems are affected. So to address my own levels and the levels of my patients, I use Berkeley Life's Nitric Oxide Support Supplement. Berkeley Life's easy two-capsule daily regimen offers a consistent dose of dietary nitrates. That's the key ingredient our bodies need to regain healthy levels of nitric oxide. If you're over 40 or treating blood pressure or erectile dysfunction, I suggest you add Berkeley Life to your routine. You can access Berkeley Life by going to berkeleylife.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman for a special on Berkeley Life's nitric oxide support products. And you can enjoy the boost in nitric oxide that I and my patients all enjoy. And I use it for athletic performance. I think it's a lot of athletes are taking beet extracts like the Berkeley Life product. But the Berkeley Life product is the best on the market. BerkeleyLife.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman for special access to Berkeley Life. Okay, so when we return, we're going to talk more about new efforts to create a Omicron vaccine for this fall, coming to a pharmacy or health facility near you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
The word word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
SimpliSafe was named the best home security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report. But we don't do what we do for the accolades. We do it to protect you and everything you love. Our advanced sensors and HD cameras are powered by 24/7 professional monitoring for fast emergency dispatch. Visit simplisafe.com/holiday to get 40% off any new system today. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we're healthy? Extend your health span with SRW, Science Research Wellness. SRW is a nutraceutical company that curates the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and processes within our cells that change with age. SRW's Cell Range line, Cell 1, Cell 2, and Cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system range which supports the 9 areas of the cell to change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. SRW's carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. Learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age by going to srw.co. That's srw.co. SRW, the science of aging well. srw.co.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Murkowski. This week, Republicans join Nancy Pelosi in signing another bill to keep the government open and send billions of more dollars overseas. Whether they're Republican, Democrat, or somewhere in the middle, your politician just signed a check with your name on it. What is your politician doing to actually affect inflation and, in turn, your wallet? Chris Murkowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, explains on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a weekend, 877-726-8255, our number. And we invite your calls, we invite your questions, we invite your comments. Coming to a pharmacy or health facility near you, a new vaccine, an Omicron-specific vaccine. They've already filed for approval of these vaccines, and these vaccines have been talked up by none other than the current head of the FDA, Dr. Cha. He says that we should all be lining up for new boosters because, well, obviously the efficacy of the old shots is waning. Poster boy for that proposition, President Biden, although he wasn't that sick, and, you know, maybe it was because Omicron is weaker, and maybe it's because he was maximally vaccinated and took Paxlovid. It's unclear now. But lots of people who are vaccinated and boosted are getting sick, and they feel burned. And so there's a new prospect of a specific vaccine for Omicron that's targeted to Omicron. But according to polls, not a lot of people are anxious to take it. They're sort of played out on COVID vaccinations. I misspoke. It's, Dr. Ashish Jha is the White House COVID coordinator, and he has implored Americans to get the new COVID booster. He says it's going to be really important that people this fall and winter get the new shot, but a lot of people aren't buying in. And, oh, by the way, something interesting is happening. Pfizer and Moderna are coming to blows. Moderna is suing Pfizer for ripping off its mRNA technology. And that's going to get interesting because they weren't going to say anything while there was popularity of the vaccines. But now that interest in the vaccines is waning, they decided to fight it out. And it's going to be a costly and bloody court battle as they seek to divide the spoils. And that's going to get interesting fast. But according to a guy I like to follow, Dr. Marty McCary, he's a reasonable guy. He's not anti-vaccine by any stretch of the imagination. And he's a mainstream epidemiologist. He writes, before we push the new Omicron vaccine, let's see the data. Let's see the data. He says that the White House is pushing Americans hard to take a novel COVID vaccine before the studies are complete. And it's, so it's kind of unusual because it's usually the FDA that gets the say about whether a vaccine should be deployed. But there's a lot of pressure from the White House to speed up approvals and implement an overall vaccine regime. Dr. McCary writes that the new mRNA vaccines expected to be authorized next month have no clinical trial results that are public. And from what I've been reading, it's almost exclusively been tested in animals without the actual data made available for humans because it's too early to tell. And by fall, we may have a different variant of Omicron. That frequently happens with the flu. The flu vaccine frequently is thwarted by mutations in the flu bug because it's formulated at a time where they think they can predict what the flu is going to look like, but then a slightly different strain of the flu comes along, and then we get 20, 30, 40% efficacy. So it's also possible that something called immune imprinting may undermine the efficacy of the new Omicron-targeted boosters because the immune system has a way of responding to infectious agents. The first time you get something is when you get the strongest response. And when you get a booster, you may revert to the original response, the booster boosts the original response, but it doesn't take for the new iteration of the shot. So that is also sometimes referred to as original antigenic sin, which is the notion, and it's been written about extensively. There's recently a big article about it in New York Times, also Wall Street Journal, about this notion that efforts to create a new booster may be thwarted by the way the immune system works, which is to respond to the original virus, which, by the way, was much more deadly and serious than Omicron is. So it makes sense. The immune system, you know, has wisdom, and this little tweak that they're going to get from the new Omicron booster may not do that much to fend off Omicron infections. And we don't know. We simply don't know, because we're rushing this into production because people are predicting the worst. There are a lot of doomsayers who are saying, oh, you know, it's going to get cold and people are going to congregate inside, and respiratory virus is always worse in fall and winter. We may be in for a big surge. And so that is the impetus behind these new boosters. So that is coming down the pike. And, oh, by the way, here's an update on ivermectin. You know, been talking about ivermectin as a plausible alternative to some of these expensive antiviral drugs, and why, oh, why weren't people allowed to use ivermectin, and then it was branded horse medicine that people were getting illicitly at agricultural supply stores, veterinary places. And so there's a big to-do about ivermectin, and part of it represents kind of a dissident view of COVID. So people who didn't want to go with the conventional narrative about COVID, you know, take the shots and take Paxlovid or Molnupiravir, they said, why don't we use ivermectin? It's a cheap drug. It's been around forever. It's safe, and it can help people with COVID. Okay, new study. So I got to report this objectively. And I wish it weren't true, but they tested three drugs against COVID in the New England Journal of Medicine. Right away, you're going to say, oh, New England Journal of Medicine, they got an axe to grind against ivermectin. And maybe they do. They certainly have an axe to grind against nutritional supplements, and I find there's a lot of biased reporting in major medical journals. But nonetheless, it's a big study, and I think it was undertaken objectively and earnestly to see if ivermectin would make a difference. And they also looked at fluvoxamine, which is a drug for obsessive compulsive disorder, which has been shown possibly to be helpful for COVID. And it's an example of an old drug that's been repurposed to treat a new condition. And sometimes that works. Same thing with ivermectin. And then there's metformin. Metformin, familiar to many of you who are diabetic, has anti-aging benefits, helps metabolism. And so it was thought that, especially in overweight patients, maybe it would reduce the severity of COVID. Well, they tried out all three. The average age of the patients was 46. Half of them had been vaccinated, the other half not. And what they found is that none of the three medications that were evaluated prevented the occurrence of deoxygenation, which is a fancy word. The fancy word is hypoxemia, or an emergency department visit, hospitalization, or death associated with COVID-19. And I'm not saying that study is without flaws, and I haven't done a deep dive on the study, and maybe people will critique it for being biased. But of interest was that the metformin did some good, and so it might be reasonable for people who were at risk of COVID, especially overweight individuals, people with metabolic syndrome, high triglycerides, fatty liver, prediabetes, certainly type 2 diabetes, to take metformin because it might reduce the risk of serious outcomes. Because while it wasn't statistically significant, there was a trend towards protection against hospitalization, death, and decompensation of arterial blood gases, the kind of thing you measure with a little device you put on your finger, the pulse ox. That was averted to some degree, to a minor degree, with the metformin. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are 3 things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number 1, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number 2, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number 3, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know. You may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship.
And here is Paul Metaxakos, product development expert.
For one, consumers are very fickle. We can go around this room today, and none of us like the same stuff. We can drink the same beverage, taste different, eat the same food, and we have our own experience. And that's where you really have to have a reasonably broad appeal to get scale. There's a lot of great ideas that have sort of niche channels, but if you want to grow it into something very large, you know, that figuring out where can you sort of maintain what that edge is that you have, but get that broad appeal. So really sort of understand that audience.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, our number 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you can call that number, 877-726-8255, and record a question during the week, and we'll be glad to answer it as we're about to with this one. Let's hear it.
My son, after having COVID, has a severe case of ITP. I was wondering if this is something that you are familiar with, and he's undergoing treatment, and I hope it will be resolved.
Okay. Yes, ITP is idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura. Say that again, 10 times real fast. ITP, as I prefer to call it, is a condition where you drop your platelets. Platelets are these little things, little sticky things in your blood that enable you to form blood clots. And if you have too many, you get too many blood clots, that's thrombocytosis. And on the other hand, if you have too few, you have thrombocytopenia, don't have enough, your blood doesn't clot, and you can experience severe bleeding, hemorrhaging, and it can be life-threatening. So it is thought to be an autoimmune condition, and it can be triggered by COVID. There are a fair number of cases where COVID does something to the immune system. I mean, COVID is a pervasive disease. It doesn't just affect the respiratory tract and the lungs. It goes into the bloodstream. It affects all systems of the body, brain, heart, and it can affect the hematological system, causing the body to attack its own platelets and drop the platelets to dangerously low levels. Of interest is that ITP is also an infrequent but devastating consequence of the vaccine. So we can't really be messing around with a vaccine that doesn't do that much to protect us that can cause really devastating side effects. I have here in front of me a report. Thrombocytopenia following Pfizer and Moderna SARS-CoV-2 vaccination. And it's a case report of about 20 cases where people got it from the vaccine. So, yeah, you can get it from COVID, but, you know, whatever you can get from COVID, you can, probably to a lesser extent, but to some extent, get from the vaccine because the vaccine induces a mild case of COVID. And so that is a concern. So what do you do about ITP? Well, there's a lot of people who have had ITP that's been successfully treated, and then they've been faced with a decision of whether to take the vaccine. And I kind of grappled that because I had a patient who'd had ITP, and she was under a lot of pressure to take the vaccine, and she was of a certain age where she might be vulnerable. And so we went back and forth about, you know, could it trigger another episode of ITP? And officially, the Hematology Society says no, that it is unlikely to trigger ITP. There is always that risk in patients who've already had ITP, and that the benefits of the vaccine exceed the very, very minuscule risk that you'll get a recurrence of your ITP. Fortunately, she did fine after the vaccine. So when it comes to treatment of ITP, the treatment in the old days used to be lots and lots of steroids, and that was horrible because of all the side effects. And then if that didn't work, take out your spleen, splenectomy. So there's a fair number of people walking around without spleens due to ITP, and that can be a cure. That can be a fix. There's also, in the past, they used various forms of chemotherapy. Now they use a type of immunotherapy that can be successful at modulating the immune system attack. It might be that certain supplements that have a kind of a bit of a regulating effect on the immune system, like fish oil, vitamin D, may be beneficial. Got to be careful with fish oil because it has a blood thinning effect, and these people already have thin blood due to low platelets. And I can't tell you that there's a natural holistic approach. I did read one case study where it was a matter of someone identifying an allergy. They were allergic to sesame. And when they got off sesame, this is, you know, case in a million. When they got off sesame, their blood counts returned to normal. I'm not saying that's going to be universally applicable to cases of ITP, but it underscores the principle that sometimes food intolerances can trigger autoimmunity. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. We don't mind if you obsessively listen to Intelligent Medicine. You're likely to learn something. I'll try not to scare you, keep you on an even keel, prevent you from succumbing to all the bad news out there. There's an article in Study Finds, came out this month. Obsessively watching the news can make you mentally and physically sick. This according to research at Texas Tech University, which found that Americans who obsessively follow the news are more likely to suffer from both physical and mental health problems, including anxiety and stress. You think? It's like people who are addicted to the news cycle, there's a lot of negative bias in the news. And mostly you're going to find out about distressing stuff that grabs at your emotions, maybe also polarizes you, makes you hate the opposing political party in order to mobilize you to give money and vote, right? So they say those who constantly check the latest headlines end up with significantly greater physical ill-being than those who tune in less often, according to the findings. Something that I've done recently is, you know, I found myself watching lots, and, you know, and you get this habit during COVID. It's like you turn on the news, like, how's it going? What are the numbers? Who's dying? You know, the governor is on TV. Let's listen to what the governor is saying. Oh, now there's a presidential press conference. Oh, now Dr. Fauci is on and whatever, you know, all the different health authorities. What are they saying? And after a while, you know, I just said, I got to limit my time watching this stuff because you can, you know, get, you know, 90% of it in 10% of the time. It's a 90-10 proposition. And I started listening to podcasts. I don't listen to my own podcast because I deliver my own podcast. But again, listening to health podcasts, which inform me about health issues in a non-biased way, and thereby I could learn without the filtering effects of the news, because witnessing events unfold in the news, you know, the inflation, the war in Ukraine, the watching people at the border, violence, criminality, keeps people in a constant state of high alert. And this has negative physiologic effects. While we want people to remain engaged in the news, according to an expert quoted here, it is important that they have a healthier relationship with the news. They found that 16.5% of participants in their study showed signs of, quote, severely problematic news consumption. It's an interesting concept, severely problematic news consumption. They were news addicts. They were significantly more likely to experience poor physical and mental health. And so one element in a health program, you know, we talk about diet, exercise, supplements, adequate sleep, but please go on a news diet, because it really is a health liability to be taking in all that negative stuff. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Any guess on how old Cadillac is? 120. For 12 decades, Cadillac has been pioneering tech and innovation in the automotive space with many firsts, as we hear from Phil Dauchy, Cadillac's global head of brand strategy.
We were the first to have a closed body car. Before that, all cars were open air. The first car to have V8 interchangeable parts. Before that, all engine parts had to be crafted specifically for one vehicle. We're the first car company to have an automatic starter. Before that, you had to hand crank your car. The first car company to have magnetic ride control, first curved automotive glass, first motorized sunroof, first headlights, first subscription service.
And that's just a small sampling. The company's also looking to the future, especially with its Cadillac Lyriq EV, the first all-electric Cadillac, which I'll tell you more about tomorrow, but you can head over to Cadillac.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ACE.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The White House opposing a key provision in the military spending bill that eliminates Pentagon's COVID vaccine mandate.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said President Biden views rescinding the military's vaccine mandate as a mistake, but she won't say if he would veto the defense spending bill.
Every year, the NDAA has some provisions we support and some we don't. So the president will judge this in its entirety.
The bill also provides for about $45 billion more for defense programs than the president requested. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Justice Department says a Libyan intelligence official accused of making the bomb that brought down Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988 has been taken into U.S. custody and will face federal charges in Washington. The arrest is a significant milestone in the investigation into the attack that killed 259 people in the air and 11 on the ground. A month after its liberation from Russian troops, the Ukrainian city of Kherson is still working to clear out Russian traps.
As Ukraine marks 1 month since taking back Kherson and its vicinity after an 8-month occupation, life is far from normal. The departing Russians left behind all sorts of ugly surprises, including deadly booby traps, and their artillery continues to batter the city from new dug-in positions across the Dnieper River. The regional administration says shelling over the past month left 41 people dead, including a child, with 96 hospitalized. Sifting through the countless hazards and bracing for new ones are now daily chores for the residents, with cold weather and limited access to electricity posing further challenges. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Iran Monday said it executed a second prisoner detained amid the nationwide protests now challenging the country's theocracy. News at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Sad situation in a Minnesota landfill.
Experts say 13 bald eagles were likely poisoned after scavenging the carcasses of euthanized animals that had been improperly dumped. 3 of the majestic birds have died. The other 10 are still in intensive care at the University of Minnesota Raptor Center. Officials are optimistic those birds will recover. State and federal wildlife officials continue the investigation after the birds were found this month in the Pine Bend landfill. Jason Walker reporting.
Rescue teams searching the scene of an explosion at an apartment building on the English Channel island of Jersey say they expect to recover more bodies after 3 people were confirmed dead. Officials believe there are 12 others missing. A blast destroyed the 3-story apartment block. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy announcing Thursday he will tap Wisconsin Republican Representative Mike Gallagher to chair the House Select Committee on China that McCarthy plans to implement in the new Congress. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, retired Admiral James Stavridis says experts should be called as witnesses to talk about how to fight China's espionage, including Henry Kissinger. He added that if the committee's work were televised, it would help Americans study the strategies and the culture of the Chinese government.
The Chinese study us. They know so much more about us than we do about them because we don't spend the time, invest, and build the intellectual capital. That's why this committee could be so important.
And you can check out more on these stories. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with a Christmas episode from the family comedy series The Life of Riley. Then we continue to celebrate the season of giving with a visit to the Fred Allen Show. The first time The Life of Riley came to radio was way back in 1941 on CBS, and although it shared the same show title, that summer-only program starring Lionel Stander in the role of J. Riley Farnsworth was not connected at all to the William Bendix-led series. That version launched over on NBC's Blue Network in January of 1944, continued on radio until the summer of 1951. Coincidentally, there are also 2 different Life of Riley TV shows. They first aired for a single season during the radio run. As Bendix was contractually unavailable to participate, it starred a young Jackie Gleason as Chester. The second version, now with Bendix in place as Riley, ran for 6 seasons, beginning in 1953. The TV cast consisted of Marjorie Reynolds as Peg, Eugene Sanders as daughter Babs, and Wesley Morgan as son Junior. While on radio, Paula Winslow was Peg for the entire run, with various young performers voicing the kids. In this example, I believe it's the originals, Sharon Douglas and Conrad Binion. Heading back to December 24th, 1944.
Here he
is, folks. During the day, he stars in movies like Wake Island, Guadalcanal Diary, and Lifeboat. But tonight, he's just an old sit by the fire, eagerly waiting for Santa Claus.
The first Christmas I remember, I was just a kid back in Brooklyn. Right after dinner, I hid my father's shoes, and at the stroke of midnight, Santa Claus came down the chimney in his bare feet.
The American Meat Institute presents William Bendix in The Life of Riley. Well, you all know the old nursery rhyme, 'twas the night before Christmas and all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Well, that doesn't go for the Riley house on this Christmas Eve. There's plenty stirring there. Things began to pop when Riley arrived home from the Los Angeles aircraft plant where he works with some news that his wife and daughter found a little upsetting.
What? You mean to say you invited that Roswell Stevenson here for Christmas? What possessed you to do a thing like that?
Well, the reason is...
But, Dad, that little drip Roswell will ruin our whole Christmas. The last time he was here, he almost burnt the house down.
Well, the reason is...
And remember when Roswell hit you on the head with a horseshoe? He said it was for good luck. And still you invite him here on Christmas Eve. Well, why?
Well, the reason is...
Honest, Riley. Sometimes you do the craziest things. Well, stop moving your mouth like a goldfish. Oh, the least you can do is tell us. Don't just stand there.
I ain't standing. I'm sitting.
I know you like your boss very much, but if you'll take my advice, you'll call up Mr. Stevenson and say you can't have Roswell here. That's what I think.
I was brought up to believe that all babies were brought by the stork. I was wrong. The girls must come by parrot.
Now, don't exaggerate. Riley, we're listening.
Well, I invited Roswell to spend Christmas with us because his mother was suddenly taken to the hospital this morning.
Oh. Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, gee, Dad. Poor kid must be upset.
No, Roswell don't know about it yet. Mr. Stevenson don't know himself how serious it might be, and there's no use spoiling the boy's Christmas.
But won't he find out?
Not if we don't blab. Roswell's father made up a story that he's taken Mrs. Stevenson out of town over the holidays. So remember, don't let on. Mumps is the word.
Dear, I'm sorry I said what I did, but you should have told us.
Yeah, you're right. The next time I want to tell you women something, I'll go down to the corner drugstore and phone you.
Under the circumstances, I'm glad you invited Roswell here. Well, I better go and fix up the cot in Junior's room.
Listen, Peg, don't tell Junior about Roswell's mother. You know how Junior talks. Even in his sleep, he jabbers. You know what side of the family he got that habit from.
Dad, what are we giving Roswell for Christmas? It's practically here. Just 4 hours.
Yeah, that's right. Well, gee, I don't know. All the stores are closed.
Well, we can't give each other things and leave him out.
I'd give him one of my gifts, but they'll all be girls.
Yeah, you couldn't give him a girl. I mean a girl's gift. I know what to give Roswell. Where's Junior?
Oh, he'll be home soon. Oh, Riley, you're not taking away one of Junior's presents.
Who's taking anything? When I talk to Junior and explain things, he'll give Roswell the best he's got.
Junior can't stand Roswell.
Well, neither can I. That Roswell is murder. But this is Christmas. That's why I'm willing to give up one of Junior's presents. So you see, Junior, at Christmas time, it ain't what you get that makes you happy.
I know, Pop.
It's what you give that makes you happy. So this year, I'm going to make you happy by letting you give something to somebody you like.
Who is this somebody I like?
You like Roswell Stevenson, don't you?
I think he's a goon.
Junior, that ain't the right spirit. On Christmas, you got to like all the goons. And give him presents.
I got to give Roswell one of my own presents?
Now you're getting the idea.
Well, I got a better idea, Pop. If it makes people so happy to give, let's make Roswell happy by letting him give me something.
I don't seem to be getting my message across so good. Look, Junior, How will it look Christmas morning, our arms loaded with presents, and poor Roswell sitting in a corner twiddling his empty thumbs?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'll give him something. But why?
Well, now you're talking like my own boy. Now, listen, Junior. You know that little model racing auto that you asked me to build for you?
Gosh, Pop, did you make it on the level?
Sure. You know how for the past 3 months I've been going bowling every Monday night?
Yeah?
Well, I haven't. I've been working on that model racer over at Greasy Beaster's garage.
Really, Pop?
Yeah.
Gee, that's swell of you. Gee, I don't know how to thank you.
Well, you're getting too big to kiss me. But we can shake hands.
What's it like, huh, Pop?
Well, I don't want to go into any detail because it's a surprise, but it's got everything that a real automobile has got. Tires, headlights, bumpers, license plates, no gas.
Well, how big is it, Pop?
It's 2 feet long. At least you can find a place to park it in Hollywood.
Oh, boy, wait till a gang sees that car.
Yeah, and Junior, that little car you're getting, you ain't getting. Roswell's getting it out of county. You're giving it to him out of the kindness of your heart.
Oh, Pop, no, not my special racer. Oh, Pop.
Now, Junior, I ain't got no more time to argue. I'll make you another racer. I'll start right after Christmas, but right now you get busy and change the label on that red box there. Make it say, to Roswell from Santa Claus.
Gosh, don't I even get credit for giving it up?
Well, we don't want him to know it was yours, do I? Now, Junior, you do exactly like I say. And I'm certainly glad you made this decision.
Hey, Roswell's coming up the steps now.
Well, I guess we're all ready for him. I've locked up the ant poison, the matches, and the carving knife.
Open the door, Junior.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Roswell.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Come in.
Thank you very much. Just put my bags down, Parks.
Yes, sir. And your gifts, Master Roswell?
Yeah, Roswell, I'd never seen so many Christmas packages. Stick them under our tree, buddy.
If you don't mind, Mr. Riley, better let me handle the man.
Oh, sure, Roswell. Man, handle the man. I mean, handle the man, sure.
You may take my presents to my suite, Parks. Oh, Mr. Riley, where is my suite?
Your suite? That's in Junior's room. It's the cot near the window.
A cot? Oh, very well. Parks, pile my presents in Junior's room. I shan't require them until I leave.
Oh, but Roswell, you'll want to open your presents on Christmas when we open ours.
I hope we're not going to have a lot of nonsense about this matter of Christmas, Mrs. Riley. Personally, I've outgrown it.
Now, that's no way to talk, Roswell. Look at Santa Claus. He's got a beard and he ain't outgrown it.
Now, if someone will please show me to my quarters.
Yes, right this way, Roswell.
Parks, you may draw my bath. Mr. Riley, you have a tub?
No, that's just the way I'm standing.
I mean a bathtub.
Oh, sure we got a bathtub.
Roswell, the stopper is missing, so you'll have to use your big toe.
How primitive. Very well, if you'll excuse me.
Gosh, he don't want to be here any more than we want him.
Have we got a bathtub? I could slap him.
Oh, give him a break. He's probably lonely.
Fine Christmas we're going to have from the looks.
Now listen, kids. We can't have a white Christmas in California, but that don't mean we got to have a blue one. So, everybody get merry and stay that way.
But what about Roswell, Daddy?
You just leave him to me. I'm giving Roswell a Merry Christmas if I have to pound the daylights out of him to do it.
We'll be back with the Rileys and their very difficult house guest in a moment. It's a little later on Christmas Eve, and Riley is trying to combine trimming the tree with a lesson on Christmas good cheer for his wealthy but discontented young house guests Roswell Stevenson, the son of Riley's boss. Roswell, so far, shows no improvement.
Look at Roswell. Look what I'm going to put on the tree now. Popcorn stringers.
How exciting. Yeah, Mom pops it and Bab strings it and Pop hangs it on the tree.
And on Christmas Day comes the best part.
Oh, you peddle it on the streets.
No, we eat it. Junior, hand me that war bond over there. That's the first thing I'm going to hang on a tree. And I'm going to keep hanging it there every year.
Every year, Pop?
Yep. Every year for 10 years until it's ripe. And then I'll pick it.
Pop, didn't Roswell's father give you that bond?
Yeah, it was swell of him, too. Roswell, I hope your dad likes the handkerchiefs I gave him. They may not be big enough. You see, I didn't know what size nose he's got. Ah, that's a good one, isn't it, Roswell?
Yes. I must remember to tell my father you made a joke about his nose.
Suppose we forget about it, Roswell. Hand me that box of Christmas tree ornaments there, Junior.
Oh, here, Pop.
Yeah. Classy, ain't they, Roswell? They're imported. They come from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn? Isn't that a suburb of the Bronx?
Roswell, never say that while I'm holding a hammer in my hand. Don't forget, I'm a member of the BPLA.
And what, may I ask, is the BPLA?
The Brooklyn Patriots of Los Angeles.
Oh, Pop, can I hang some of the ornaments on the tree?
Yeah, but, well, watch yourself now. They break easy. Say, here's one of my special ornaments, Roswell. Look at it. Ain't that a novelty, huh?
All I can see is a large cowboy hat.
Oh, well, look closer and you'll see Mayor LaGuardia under the hat. Here, Junior, you hang the mayor.
Okay, Pop. Oh, watch now, Roswell.
Let's see now. What do we have next here? Junior. Look what you done. You dropped it.
Do it again, Junior. That was fun.
I didn't drop him, Pop. He kind of exploded right in my hand.
Junior, it's bad enough you broke it without you having to make up a story.
Mr. Riley, Junior can't help it if he's clumsy. It just seemed to slip through his fingers.
It did not.
Junior, don't be contradicting Roswell when he's standing up for you.
I tell you, it kind of exploded.
Oh, come now, Junior. You were careless. Admit it. Mr. Riley, let Junior hang another ornament. It'll restore the lad's confidence.
No, I'm not going to take any more chances. I'm hanging the next one so it'll get done right.
Be careful, Pop.
15 years I had them ornaments, and they never exploded on me. All you got to do is be careful.
And you show him how it's done, Mr. Riley.
Yeah, now watch, Junior. You see this glass apple?
Yeah.
Now, first, I tied this apple on the tree. See? Now, I'm letting go of it very carefully. Yeah. See? It exploded. Look, I got glass applesauce.
Oh, I know what happened, Pop. I was watching that time. Roswell did it.
That is sheer nonsense.
He wasn't nowheres near it.
No, but he's got BB shot and a bean shooter, and he pops him with that.
Roswell, what's the idea of sniping at our Christmas tree?
It's long past my bedtime, Mr. Riley. I think I'll retire.
Roswell, come back here. Roswell, I'm giving you your choice. Either you come back here or I'm going to...
Before you finish your sentence, Mr. Riley, may I remind you that my father is your boss and no man is indispensable? Now, what were you about to say?
I was just going to say either you come back here or else do whatever you was going to do. Before I so rudely interrupted, help me pick up the glass, Junior.
You're listening to The Life of Riley. We've got to take a short break, but we'll be right back after this. Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
NorCal Tractor Trailer Rentals and Sales enjoy giving back and supporting our community. That's why when they were asked to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots Toy Drive, it was an easy yes. The thought of helping to give to children in Shasta County this Christmas season and helping bring joy to their hearts has been a blessing to them all. NorCal Tractor Trailer and Rentals would like to thank the community for rising above and providing giggles and laughter this holiday season.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
for a minute there, when he busted my ornaments, I was going to hang up both of his stockings with him in them. Well, I'll see what I can do for the little guy. Okay, now, Roswell, that place in the middle of the row is where you can hang up your stockings, right next to my three.
Mr. Riley, such whimsy. To me, you are an interesting survivor of a species I had supposed extinct.
Yeah? I'm beginning to appeal to you, huh?
Mr. Riley, do you actually believe it's true that a fat character with a white beard travels through the air propelled by reindeer?
Well, you see, Roswell, it's a kind of a legend that you believe in. Like believing that your wife's relatives are going to pay you back the dough they borrowed.
Well, I refuse to believe in these childish legends.
Roswell, I can see you're a septic. You know, a fellow by the name of Dickens once wrote a story about Christmas, and in it there was a character just like you. His name was Stooge.
Scrooge.
Scrooge. Well, this Scrooge didn't believe in Christmas either until... Wait a minute. I'm going to read you this story. It'll do you a world of good.
Well, if you insist, Mr. Riley.
I got the book right here. A Christmas Carol. The story starts like this. Old Marley was dead.
One moment. What is the relationship between this Marley, alleged to be dead, and the character Scrooge, whom you claim I resemble?
Oh, well, they used to be partners in business.
Nah, I thought as much. And Scrooge inherited the business, eh?
Right. Now, let's start over. Old Marley was dead.
Just a moment, hey. Mr. Riley. What were the exact circumstances of Marley's death?
Well, I don't know. Dickens don't say. And if Dickens don't know, how the Dickens should I know?
Then what is your authority for claiming that Marley is dead at all?
Okay, then he ain't dead. But at the moment, he's just too stubborn to breathe. Anyway, what do you care how Marley died?
Well, obviously, since Scrooge inherited Marley's business, I can plainly see that Scrooge is going to be accused of his partner's murder.
No, Roswell. This ain't no murder mystery. It's a beautiful story about Christmas. You see, Marley's ghost comes back and haunts Scrooge, see?
You mean that this Dickens wants us to believe that a ghost actually materializes? And that Scrooge sees the ectoplasm?
I don't know from no ectoplasm. They didn't even have blood banks in them days. Listen, Roswell, look. Instead of reading you a Christmas carol, I'm going to do like Marley's ghost did with Scrooge. I'm going to take you all around town and show you how other people do at Christmas.
Indeed.
Yeah. Only instead of flying through the air like the ghost done, we're going to ride on buses, which is even more frightening. I guess you never seen this part of town before, huh, Roswell?
I don't want to see it now.
I brought you here to learn something. You've been feeling sorry for yourself and lonesome. I guess you got plenty of reason. But these people are really lonesome. Man's got to be awful shy on real friends before he looks for company down here on Skid Row. But even down here, they're getting ready for Christmas. Look in this place. It's a church.
A church? It's nothing but an old store.
You can't always tell a church by the architecture. Remember, Christmas didn't start in a cathedral. Look in here through the door. You want to go in a while?
No. I don't care to mingle with people like those.
People like them, Roswell, are all members of the human race, which I am also. Maybe if you live long enough and learn fast enough, someday we'll put you up for membership. Okay, Roswell, take a gander down this street. That's quite a sight, ain't it? See all them pushcarts lined up?
What junk.
Yeah, but cheap, Roswell. And people who can't afford no better buy their Christmas presents off them carts. Sometimes they spend the last money they got so somebody won't go without nothing for Christmas. Look at the old man buying a toy, that guy in the raggedy coat there.
I suppose some child will consider that toy quite amusing.
Some kid will think it's wonderful. Wait a minute. He can't buy it. He ain't got enough money even for that. Probably costs a nickel too much.
Mr. Riley, quick. Let's buy the contents of that pushcart and lower the prices. Call that man back.
He won't get far away. But that's quite an idea, Roswell. And I wouldn't wonder if you just hadn't bought yourself the biggest bargain that ever come off a pushcart. You just bought a piece of Santa Claus. Look, Roswell. See that lighted up window with the Christmas candle burning in it?
There's a star in the window, too.
Yeah. Star's on a service flag. I know the folks in there. They used to have a boy at home to help them keep Merry Christmas. Tonight, they don't know just where he is or when he'll be coming home. But they don't tell each other they're worried, and they keep the Christmas candle burning so that no one will think they're downhearted. You want to rest a while, Roswell? We could sit on this park bench here.
All right. Mr. Riley, You've shown me some interesting places tonight. Did you have a reason for coming to this park?
Well, yeah, Roswell, I guess it's time I told you something. Maybe I oughtn't to, but I got a hunch it's the right thing to do. Listen, your father ain't out of town having a good time, Roswell.
He isn't?
He told you that so as not to spoil Christmas for you. But I think you'd be happier taking your share of the trouble.
Is my father in trouble? Where is he? Where is he?
You see that bench near the sidewalk? Under the streetlight. See the fella sitting in it, all hunched over? That's your father.
Why? What's he doing there? Where's my mother?
He's waiting for news about her. That building across the street, that's a hospital.
You mean my mother's in there?
No. Take it easy. This is where you either add to your pa's trouble or help him carry the load.
Mr. Riley, I want to go to my father and help him wait. I'll be all right, and I ought to be with him.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Sonny. He'll be glad to see you. You're okay, Roswell. I always figured you was, even though you was working so hard to hide it.
Sake, Riley, where have you been? Where's Roswell?
He's coming up our front walk with his old man.
He found his father?
Well, they kind of found each other, more ways than one. Listen, Peg, I got swell news. Mrs. Stevenson's going to be okay. We just heard.
Oh.
So I made him come back here with me now.
Oh, isn't that nice? Well, come in, Mr. Stevenson. I've just heard the good news.
Hello, Mrs. Riley. Wonderful, isn't it?
Here, Dad, take this chair. It's been quite an ordeal for my father, you know.
Yeah, but it's okay now. It's going to be a Merry Christmas for everybody now. Hey, let's light up the Christmas tree, huh?
Oh, it won't light, Daddy. We tried everything. It just won't light.
It won't light? Well, oh. It's got a light. I wired it myself.
Pardon me. Maybe this will help you.
Roswell, what's that you took out of your pocket? The fuse to the Christmas tree lights. Roswell, Babs, run, put this back in the fuse box so we can light the tree.
Hey, what's going on?
We're starting Merry Christmas, Junior. Give Roswell that present you got for him.
No, let me give you one, Junior. Here's a big package that says to Roswell from Santa Claus. I want you to have this, Junior.
Gee, thanks, Roswell. Gosh, Pop, that's the racer I was giving him.
Don't say nothing. Give him something else.
Roswell, I hope you like turtles because here's one I got today. Merry Christmas.
A live turtle? Junior, it's just what I wanted. Merry Christmas.
Oh, listen to the bells. It really is Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Dumplin.
All the same.
Merry
to you,
Christmas,
dear.
Mr. Stevenson.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Junior.
Merry Christmas,
Bob.
Merry
Christmas, Roswell.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Riley.
Riley, why are you opening the window?
I want everybody to hear what I'm going to say next. Come on now, all together, everybody. From everybody in our house to everybody in your house.
Merry Christmas!
Before Riley comes back, I want to say Merry Christmas to the mothers and wives of America who have cooperated so splendidly in choosing available meat cuts when their favorite meat cuts were scarce. And now, a word from the star of our show, Riley himself, William Bendix.
With a terrible war plaguing the whole world, this is not a very merry Christmas. In too many places, the lights are not shining tonight. So perhaps now is the time for all of us to pledge our hearts and our hands to the cause for which our brothers fight, to freedom, to justice and equality, for all men of goodwill everywhere, so that one day soon we all once more may share a Merry Christmas.
From December 24th, 1944, next on Win Radio was the Christmastime Comedies Continue, as we'll check out The Fred Allen Show right after this break.
The bells ring out on Broadway, the horns blow, and there's laughter. The Translux spells out peace on earth, goodwill to men. You read it and believe it, because it's Christmastime, the time for believing in miracles.
Celebrate the holiday season with a whole stocking full of radio favorites in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Great Radio Christmas.
Once more I goes up the ladder with the tinsel, the peppermint canes, the silver bells, the box of dolls, and the popcorn ball dangling from my nose. And finally, after 3 hours, I got wires around my neck, wires in my pocket, and wires in my hair. So I plugs a wire into the wall socket, and what happens? The tree blows a fuse, but my nose lights up.
These classic broadcasts bring you lots of laughs, lots of heart, and even a wintry dash of thrills, mystery, and adventure.
It was music coming from an upright piano on a platform way down the mission hall. A Christmas hymn. But look, until my eyes popped out of my head, I couldn't see anybody. The piano was going, but nobody I could see was playing it.
This 20-episode set brings you every kind of Yuletide tale, from heartwarming to hilarious. Hear holiday episodes of Jimmy Durante, Jack Benny, Dragnet, Suspense, and more. Today, you can get Great Radio Christmas for 50% off and pay only $19.99. Order at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code JINGLE77.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Well, hello, Mr. Kitso.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Go Christmas shopping with Jack Benny. Raise a glass at Duffy's Tavern and order Great Radio Christmas today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code JINGLE77 to get 50% off.
On every side, goodwill and peace. In every heart, love and kindness.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, I'm Richard Gerhardt, founder of Gerhardt Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GerhardtLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship.
We've got an amazing guest, DJ Suswan, who is an entrepreneur, an entertainer. He does it all.
It's actually a moment for me also because I've been working with Mariah for a long time, but I've never... ever in all the concerts or any time she's summoned me done any of her Christmas shows.
Really?
Yeah, because her Christmas shows are usually, it's a different energy, it's Christmas, so it's usually like, how do I turn up and be like, yo, everybody get your hands up, and then, yeah, you know, silent. But she summoned me this time, I'm going to turn up as best as I can, and it's exciting for me because it's my first time on Mariah's Christmas show, and she's has become the queen of Christmas.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhardt Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
Find a broadcast near you. Visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time for another Holiday Time comedy episode. Before the break, we heard a Christmas offering from the life of Riley, and now it's Fred Allen's turn. As this is a wartime broadcast, the opening joke references a method to help conserve tires as a way to stretch available rubber for use by the U.S. military. This is from December 20th of 1942.
This week, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jeffers, the rubber director, is asking all citizens to pick up nails and broken glass in the streets to save tires. We now bring you a man Mr. Jeffers can't save. He was born a flat tire, and here he is, Fred Allen.
Thank you. And you notice when I bend over, the difference between when I bend over and a Hollywood comedian, when I like that, the Hollywood comedian's hair comes off. You see, here in the east. We have sternamen whose hair stays on. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Jimmy, that is an excellent idea, you know, of Mr. Jeffers, asking people to pick up glass and nails off the streets like that.
Why, yes, Fred, if people will pick up nails in the street, there'll be fewer punctures, and motorists can conserve their tires.
Well, that's right, Jimmy. You know, I read that the street department here in New York is experimenting with a big magnet. They have this magnet, and they drag it down the street, and the magnet picks up the loose metal.
Well, how's the magnet working out, Fred?
Well, it's a little too strong, Jimmy. The first time they dragged the magnet down Broadway, it yanked the badges off of 20 traffic cops. It dragged the Flatiron Building two blocks farther uptown. And when the magnet passed the stock exchange, it pulled U.S. Steel down 7 points. Yes, Jimmy, the thing
is... Mr. Allen!
Well, Portland, I can see you tonight. Have you heard about Mr. Jeffers asking people to pick up all of the metal and glass they see in the streets?
Yes, and the women of America should be thankful.
The women? Why the women?
With no nails or glass, it'll be safe for a woman to cross the street in open-toed shoes.
In open-toed shoes, eh? Well, you don't wear open-toed shoes, do you?
I used to, but dogs would blow their breath on my toes, and it tickles.
Dogs would blow their breath. Well, most women have stopped wearing the open-toed shoes, you know. It's risky to show that much nylon these days. They have little dwarfs going around who are stealing the nylon toes out of... But this conversation is silly, Ford, and I think I'd better turn to the news.
What is your question tonight?
Well, during the past week, as you know, the newspaper delivery men went on strike, and for 3 days, the people here in New York City had no newspapers. And so our question tonight is... Did going without a newspaper for 3 days bother you in any way?
Are you going to ask the people in Allen's Alley?
Yes, Portland. When you want to know how folks feel about an important issue, Allen's Alley is the place to go. Well, here we are back in Allen's Alley, Portland.
Do you think John Doe is in tonight?
Well, let's try this first door. This is John Doe's house. We'll find out.
Oh, it's you again. What's on your mind?
Well, it's the newspaper strike, Mr. Doe. Did going without a newspaper bother you in any way?
I was put out of business.
Really?
And 200 men were thrown into the army.
Well, why?
Well, I'm a bookmaker, see?
Yeah.
When no papers come out, the chumps couldn't pick no horses to bet with me. So I went out of business.
What about the 200 men thrown into the army?
Oh, they was the chumps I was taking bets from.
Oh, you mean when you went out of business, the draft board grabbed these 200 horse players, huh?
Yeah, well, they was all claiming me as a dependent.
Oh, well, I hope the horse players overtake Rommel in the stretch and come in the money as we expect them to. I'll check at this next house here.
No.
Well, good evening, Mrs. Nussbaum.
To you, it is good. To me, it could be only so-so.
Well, tell me, did the newspaper delivery strike upset you?
Upset, it says. The pipes is freezing, the canary is shining blue, and all over I am getting geese pimples.
Well, how could this calamity result from the strike?
Every morning to start up a fire in the fireplace, I am needing a newspaper.
And with no newspaper?
I am not starting a fire. The house is freezing.
It was cold, huh?
Cold. My dog, a water spaniel, I am having to defrost.
Gosh.
Goldfish in the bowl is skidding on the ice doing belly whoppers.
Yeah.
The shower bath I'm turning on?
Yeah.
Is coming off an icicle 4 feet long.
Well, tell me, what did you do about food?
At dinner, I'm putting woolen panties on the lamb chop. When I'm pouring out the beer, it is making with a fur collar.
The beer had a fur collar on it, huh? Well, you had no heat in the house at all?
Only for 15 minutes every night the house is warm.
Well, how come?
I'm turning on the radio.
Well, how could a radio set warm up your house?
I am tuning in Gabriel Heater.
This is the Fred Allen Show. And we'll be back with more after this short break.
60 Seconds of Service.
The Motivation Inspiration Station. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
A veteran in Southern California is now making it his personal mission to help other veterans transition back into society. Armando Delgado joined the Marine Corps in 1998, but after leaving the service, he said a downhill spiral ensued. When it came to his motivation, Delgado said, "We had a lot of friends who had a difficult time transitioning back into society. They no longer felt they had a task or purpose, and they struggled. Their demons caught up with them, and my best friend took his own life." Delgado is now a special representative with the Southwest Regional Council of Carpenters. Recently, he helped veteran Jose Barrientos get a job with Trademark Concrete. Barrientos said, "My life changed after that. I'm working good hours and with good pay, and it's all thanks to Armando."
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-846-3464. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-846-3464. 800-846-3464. That's 800-846-3464.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Welcome back to the Fred Allen Show on When Radio Was.
Well, that takes care of Mrs. Nussbaum. I wonder if Socrates Mulligan is in tonight. Not only in, he's all in. tell me, Mr. Mulligan, did this newspaper business bother you?
Oh, for them 3 days the newspapers didn't come out, I almost went nuts.
Really?
Yeah. Monday, I'm nervous all day. I can't eat.
Uh-huh.
Tuesday, I'm taking Benzedrine all day.
You were?
Yeah. Wednesday, I got 120 fever. They got me in a straitjacket.
You were in this horrible physical and mental state because there was no news?
Not no news.
No?
No Superman.
Oh. Well, that brings us to the last shanty in Allen's Alley.
Hail and welcome, Baggy Eyes. Falstaff's ready to improvise.
I am not here to listen to your new poems, Mr. Openshaw.
A hoot for your intentions.
It's the old owl coming out in you, huh?
Now, have you heard? The night was still, all was serene, as I sat there feeling my tangerine.
No.
I knew it was malice, Alice, when you sent me that Vitalis.
No.
You'll have to launch the ship with Pepsi Cola, Captain. My mother drank up the champagne.
Howie! You have insulted the integrity of every radio listener who's tuned into our program tonight. We have been talking about the newspaper strike.
Precisely why I opened my door. I have written a poem.
What is your newspaper poem called?
What newspaper? This is the Yuletide season. I have written a Christmas classic.
Oh, really? How does it go?
Greetings, merry gentlemen, from Tunisia to Nome. My Christmas present for you all is... Tonight, I recite no poems.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present our singing guest, the Metropolitan Opera's lovely star, Miss Reese Stevens. Miss Stevens, I hope that coming here from the Met, you won't think our surroundings too sordid.
Not at all, Fred. It's a great pleasure to join you tonight.
Well, thank you. You know, when I asked you to come here, I must confess I had a selfish reason.
Really?
Yes, Christmas is 5 days away, Miss Stevens, but we thought that we might be early to establish a Yule atmosphere. Now, if you could lend an appropriate song to the occasion...
Well, do you think Ave Maria from the opera Cavalleria Rusticana would do?
Well, I'm sure it will, Miss Stevens. Mr. Goodman, if you will.
Featuring opera singer Reese Stevens, that was the first half of a December 1942 episode of The Fred Allen Show. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. Just prior to the song, there was an appearance by Allen's Alley resident poet, Falstaff Openshaw, played by cartoon legend Alan Reed, best known as the original voice of Fred Flintstone. And on radio was Pasquale on Life with Luigi, Clancy the Cop on Duffy's Tavern, and so much more. But visually, he was a big and burly presence, so in motion pictures, he often played villains and heavies. Which leads to my question. In 1946, Alan Reed was seen as a private investigator named Kennedy in a film noir classic directed by Tay Garnett, based on a novel by James M. Cain and featuring John Garfield and Lana Turner. A further hint, it would be remade in the early 1980s starring Jack Nicholson and Jessica Lange. I'll have the answer then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Well, it's one for the morning, two for the show. You get ready now, go get going, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
Rock out with the King of Rock and Roll and MusicRewind.com, where you can get Elvis 100 Hits, a deluxe compilation of Elvis Presley's original recordings on four CDs.
When the jumping and the jump began to swing, you should have heard this.
Enjoy Elvis Presley's biggest hits, including Jailhouse Rock, Hound Dog, All Shook Up, Are You Lonesome Tonight, Can't Help Falling in Love, Blueberry Hill, Let Me Be Your Teddy Bear, Surrender, It's Now or Never, and so many more.
Please tell a fault, don't be cruel. It's true.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the...
Order Elvis 100 Hits today and save 10% off the original price at musicrewind.com. Or call 855-798-5556. Pay just $19.98, plus receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code Elvis77.
Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion.
Why torture me? You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Go to musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 to buy Elvis 100 Hits now. Use promo code Elvis77 to save 10% off the original price and get reduced shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Remember promo code Elvis77 to receive 10% off and reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
60 seconds of service.
A road to carry the load. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
VA National Cemeteries and veteran nonprofit Carry the Load will hold a National Day of Service on September 9th, marking the 21st anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. This is the fourth year the National Cemetery Administration is partnering with Carry the Load to provide a meaningful volunteer opportunity since 9/11. The day of service will take place at more than 60 cemeteries and include opportunities for volunteers to clean headstones and participate in other beautification activities. Undersecretary Matt Quinn commented, "By performing a service, by cleaning a headstone and saying their names, we tell these heroes our nation has not forgotten all they sacrificed for us."
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about one of actor Alan Reed's movie roles. In 1946, the future voice of Fred Flintstone played a private investigator named Kennedy in the film noir classic The Postman Always Rings Twice. Starring John Garfield and Lana Turner, it was directed by Tay Garnett, based on a novel by James M. Kane. A remake in 1981 featured Jack Nicholson and Jessica Lange. I'm Greg Bell, and we've come to the end of another show, but hey, visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.